see ceremony.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. With the last round of exhortations.
Let's go to the polls.
And
the
rallies. The candidates have made their pitches. Now the primary voters of New Hampshire are having their say. It began at the stroke of midnight.
3, 2, 1, 12 o'clock.
In tiny Dixville Notch, where Barack Obama bested Hillary Clinton among the Democrats, while Republicans picked Arizona Senator John McCain over Iowa winner Mike Huckabee. Now, those results closely mirror the results of the final CBS News poll of likely New Hampshire primary voters. The CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein is standing by in Manchester this morning. Howard, you're at a spot with a rich political tradition.
The Merrimack restaurant, says owner Connie Farr, is a meeting ground for candidates and voters.
They'll come in after they vote, and they'll discuss, and they'll keep an eye on what's going on. It should be a little crazy today.
Eating her eggs, Manchester voter Pauline LaBelle is still undecided to this minute and feels the weight of her choice.
I think it's very heavy. It really is. This is the first time that I'm going into the booth wondering which one I'm going to vote for.
A record turnout is expected. Republicans are worrying that independents could abandon John McCain and Mitt Romney for the more exciting Democratic race. Here's correspondent Dan Revive on that.
Barack Obama supporters last night chanting that they're fired up and ready. Obama has one more rally scheduled. It's this morning at Dartmouth College. As in Iowa, he's hoping that young people who usually don't bother to vote will be motivated this time to vote for him.
Make history together.
Hillary Clinton had her final rally in Manchester, ending it last night by hugging her daughter Chelsea, then her husband, the former president. She said she'll work hard until the polls close tonight, adding, I need your vote.
Now, she's been leading the Democratic pack, so just how important is New Hampshire to Clinton's fortunes?
Lots of front runners take a punch in Iowa and New Hampshire, almost all, and then go on.
Now, CBS News senior political correspondent Jeff Greenfield says the race is tighter on the Republican side and more crucial.
It's very hard for me to imagine, for instance, that John McCain could survive a loss here.
Well, New Hampshire presents an interesting challenge for candidates trying to appeal to the core members of their own party while attracting the support of the Granite State's large number of independents. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss sorts it out.
More than 40% of New Hampshire voters can vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican. It means, in effect, all the candidates in both parties are competing for the same votes. Bruce Ross shows how strange this can get.
Mike Huckabee is very appealing from the Republican side, and Barack Obama is a very exciting candidate. He's got some great ideas.
And as an independent, he can vote for either of them.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Portsmouth.
We like Mike!
If they don't get you on the street corner,
we like Mike!
Someone like Carolyn Fuller will be at your door.
People are frustrated and go, oh no, not one more door knocker. I'd say it's almost over.
Pinning them down? Not easy. Take Dan Wright.
You say you're a Romney guy, you're wearing a Huckabee button?
I'm wearing one now.
So what's that tell me?
That tells me I'm moving over to Huckabee.
Polls suggest without independents, Republican John McCain's lead evaporates. With them, he probably wins. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
4 past the hour.
I'm Jerry Powell with an AM 760 local news update. Could be a slippery drive around the metro this morning. The main roads in Denver are just wet from our latest dusting of snow, but folks heading south could see a lot more snow. The bulk of the storm hit southwestern Colorado. Catherine Whitty in Montra says they got about 16 inches overnight.
It's real hard to drive in. It's slick. It's gorgeous. The skiing is wonderful. It's fresh powder. It's light. It's fluffy.
The Western Mountains also getting pounded yesterday. Loveland Winter Park reporting more than 8 inches of fresh powder. A much brighter picture for those 6 snowmobilers who were lost in southern Colorado.
I'm so thankful.
All have been found safe in a remote cavern on the Cumbres and Toltec Railroad. The 4 adults and 2 children were from Farmington, New Mexico. A drifter charged with kidnapping a 24-year-old Colorado native could now face murder charges. Police say Gary Michael led them to the woman's body in Georgia last night. Meredith Emerson was last seen hiking with her dog on January 1st. In sports, hockey action tonight, the Avs taking on the Red Wings in Detroit. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a rollover accident westbound I-70 near 270. There's going to be lots of activity in the area. The slowdowns start at 225 and are growing. The rest of the Denver highways are going to get crowded in those usual spots. Now the metro highways are wet in areas, slick in spots, especially bridges, ramps, and overpasses. In the high country, it gets a bit worse where there's lots of patchy ice.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet.
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-433-5915.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-433-5915. That's 1-800-433-5915. 1-800-433-5915.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-600-5460 for your free tape. Call 1-800-600-5460. 1-800-600-5460.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-391-3375. That's 1-800-391-3375. 1-800-391-3375.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
Somewhere where there's plenty of light. I guess that's why I've worked in Chicago 3 times. All right, you know that the New Hampshire primary is going on now. The first votes cast at Dick's Notch, a little tiny resort town near the Canadian border. And the first votes that were counted in the New Hampshire primary, there's only 75 people living in this town. People there favored Senator John McCain in the Republican primary. He got 4 votes. Senator Barack Obama in the Democratic contest won 7 votes. And how about this? It says here, Hillary Clinton, I can't believe this. It says here that Hillary Clinton got no votes. And the polls close at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And tonight we'll have Mario on to give you complete coverage of the results. Willard Mitt Romney, who's campaigning basically in a neighboring state, has spent $8 million in television ads. He's outspending John McCain 2-1. Yet it looks like he's going to lose. A CNN WMUR poll of likely voters released Monday night showed McCain leading Romney by a margin of 31 to 26 percentage points. Whew. And on the Democratic side, Monday's poll found that Obama was riding a 9-point lead over Clinton, 39% to 30%. Edwards, who edged out Clinton for second place in Iowa, ran third with 16%. So, Obama appears to be running away with this thing. Although, you know what, you can't really say that, because it's 6:11 in the morning here. So what time would it be there? About 8:11? So we got a long way to go here today. But isn't traditionally, unless I'm leaving something out here, isn't traditionally Dick's Notch or Notch Dick's or whatever the... no, it's Dixville Notch. Isn't Dixville Notch traditionally correct? I mean, the way they go, the rest of the whole state goes that way. Isn't usually how that's what goes on? And yesterday, I got a really disturbing email from a guy who said he was African-American and said it disturbed him that a progressive was on the radio. And I don't even know if I fit the term progressive. I consider myself to be a mainstream American, regardless of the fact that I have all these eccentricities about me. But he said, to say that America is colorblind is to not recognize the history of America. And he just went on and on about this. And I answered him and said, I'm not saying that we don't have racism in this country, because we do. And we have sexism, and we have homophobia. But I'll tell you something, when you have a black man who's running for the presidency of the United States, that shows you how far this country has come. Or if you have a woman running for the presidency of the United States. And I believe, didn't Liddy Dole run at one time? But she didn't do very well. But you've got Hillary out there. And you've got Bill Richardson, who's Hispanic. That says a lot about this country. I think it says a lot about the United States of America. I think that it says a lot because look how far we've come. And maybe I have this feeling because of my age, which I bring up a lot on the radio, and people say to me, well, you're 55, you're not that old. But, man, you know, I remember back, I mean, if you had come to me in 1965 or 1966 and had said, oh, there's going to be an African-American who's going to run for the presidency of the United States. Not only that, there's also going to be a woman, and not only that, there's also going to be a Hispanic. I would have looked at you and said, yeah, I'm sure that'll happen, but it's going to be way, way in the future. I'm talking like the year 3000 or something. And now we got it going on in 2008. This is probably the most important election of our lifetimes. Not because we have an African-American running, not because we have a woman running, not because we have an Hispanic running, not because we have a whole variety of candidates running on both sides. It's important because this country, at least in my opinion, And this is where I think I'm mainstream. This is where I think a lot of us are mainstream. This country has gotten so out of control and is so misdirected that none of us are happy. That I don't really believe either side is happy. I don't think they're happy with their choices. Although I think those of us who are left of center, I think we're happier than the people over on the GOP side. But nobody's happy with the government. Nobody's happy with what's going on. Most people are upset. And there have been some really bizarre moments in this campaign. Some really bizarre ones. Should we play that cut of Hillary Clinton? Do you want to play that? Okay, let me explain what this is. This is Hillary Clinton campaigning in New Hampshire yesterday. And she starts getting teary-eyed when she's talking. Now listen to this.
It's not easy. It's not easy. And I couldn't do it if I just didn't, you know, passionately believe it was the right thing to do. You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know, so... You know, this is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening. And we have to reverse it. And some people think elections are a game. They think it's like who's up or who's down. It's about our country. It's about our kids' futures. And it's really about all of us together. You know, some of us put ourselves out there and do this against some pretty difficult odds. And we do it, each one of us, because we care about our country. But some of us are right and some of us are wrong. Some of us are ready and some of us are not. Some of us know what we will do on day one, and some of us haven't really thought that through enough. And so when we look at the array of problems we have and the potential for it getting really spinning out of control, this is one of the most important elections America's ever faced. So as tired as I am, and I am, and as difficult it is to kind of keep up what I try to do on the road, like occasionally exercise and try to eat right, it's tough when the easiest food is pizza. I just believe so strongly in who we are as a nation. So I'm going to do everything I can to make my case, and, you know, then the voters get to decide. Thank you all.
All right, there she is. Now, it would be fashionable to make fun of her, which I'm not going to do. It's up to you to decide whether you think that that's realistic or not. She did take a shot at Obama in there when she said, some of us are ready and some of us aren't. I mean, that's been her campaign's main theme about him, is that he's not ready. I personally don't think that resonates. I don't think that's it. I don't think she's reading the room correctly. I think what resonates is that most of us on both sides of the aisle are sick and tired of what's going on. Now, don't confuse this when I say this. Don't confuse it when I say both sides of the aisle. Don't confuse that with the people who are elected. I'm talking about the constituency. I'm talking about the everyday people, the people you work with, the people you know, your family. All of us together who listen to this radio station, we're just tired of what's gone on here. We want change. And I think everybody wants change. But you'll have to judge whether you think that thing by Hillary Clinton, whether you think she's sincere or not. I'd like to know if you think she's sincere. 303-713-7600. Or was that crocodile, I don't want to say tears because she didn't cry, but her eyes welled up with tears. Is that crocodile, what's the word? John, what's the word I'm looking for here to describe this? Not crocodile tears, but fake emotion, maybe?
Was it fake emotion? I mean, that's maybe the most real I think she's ever sounded to me, anyway.
Yeah.
Was it fake, though? I don't know.
I don't know
was
either.
Was it an act?
I don't know either. You know what? The part of me that's really optimistic wants to say that it wasn't fake. But we'll see. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, because you know what? Listen, hey, the show moves on your opinion. So we'll take your calls coming up. Everybody who's on the lines, hold on, because before Mr. Turk can line you up, he's got to give us some traffic.
That's right. One major incident to deal with so far this morning. We have a rollover accident westbound I-70. That's at I-270, and that's going to block the left lane. Emergency crews still clearing that up, but that'll back you all the way up to I-225. So that's a major incident going on this morning. Up in the high country, Loveland Pass has been closed in both directions due to snow on the roadway. Chain laws are in effect for commercial vehicles now eastbound I-70 over Vail Pass and from Silverthorn to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Westbound trek a little more lax, but still wet, slushy, and icy in spots between Denver and Eagle. Also, just getting word of an accident on northbound Parker just before I-225. Today's forecast calling for sunny skies, but cold with a high of 30.
I resolved to ride a motorcycle that doesn't have the soul of a lawnmower. I resolved to not cheat the dream. I resolved to get a fat rear end. But I resolved never to let the world turn me soft. I resolved to get lost in paint, 5 coats deep. I resolved not to waste good riding years playing pretend. And so I resolved to ride free atop 105 years of motorcycle from the only company capable of building one. To kickstart our 150th year, we'll help keep your resolutions with rare 1.05% financing on limited serialized edition 105th anniversary Harley-Davidson motorcycles from January 1st to February 2nd. Financing offer only available for a limited time on certain motorcycles financed through Eagle Mark Savings Bank for highly qualified credit applicants. Other terms, conditions, and limitations apply. After 105 years, it's not how far we've come, but how far you're going. HarleyDavidson.com/resolutions.
Put themselves out there every single day, facing rejection and allowing the voters to choose who they really like. And people who operate car stores or any other business that is consumer-oriented, they go through the same thing. They put themselves out there every day, and they're either accepted or rejected. And there's a lot of places to vote with your dollars when it comes to automobiles. I'd urge you to vote at Rockies. They have a huge selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles. And whatever it is you're looking for, 4x4s, all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, gas sippers, because I was mentioning this yesterday, that gas could go this summer to $4 a gallon. They've got Volkswagens, Saabs, Hondas, Toyotas, Nissan, Dodge, Chevy, Ford. I mean, they've got it all out there. They've got everything you can think of. And when I say that on the radio, I know there's a part of you that's cynical that goes, yeah, sure. Go out there and see. Go vote with your economic dollars. Go hear the candidates. And in this case, the candidates are Rockies Autos. Rockies Autos open tonight until 8. Check them out on the internets at rockiesautos.com. Numerous ways to finance. 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. is their new hours. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Sometimes it can be hard to make decisions. What happens if you choose the wrong thing? Well, right now with Comcast, if you choose, you can't lose. During the Comcast Winter Blowout, Comcast Digital Cable, High Speed Internet, and Digital Voice are all on sale. Get any service for just $29.99 each a month for 6 months. Pick one, two, or all three. The choice is yours. Comcast Digital Cable comes with all your favorite channels like ESPN, MTV, CNN, and more. Comcast High Speed Internet brings you a super fast connection for surfing and downloads. And Comcast Digital Voice offers unlimited local and nationwide calling from home. It's your choice. Save on the deal that's right for you. Comcast Digital Cable, High Speed Internet, and Digital Voice. Pick any combination for just $29.99 each a month for 6 months. But hurry, the sale ends January 21st. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new services only. After 6 months, regular charges apply. Equipment installation taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Call for details.
Met a girl called Lola and I took her back to my place. Feeling guilty, feeling scared, hidden cameras everywhere. Stop! Hold on. Stay in control.
all yellow men in my head. And there's a true blue inside of me.
Yeah, I've been eating shrooms. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. Good morning, Jay Marvin here, cranking it out, sitting here glowing in the dark and in the cold. High today only 39, but at least we'll see some sunshine. All right, we played that little actuality of Hillary Clinton. Should we play a little bit of that again? Not the whole thing, but just the part where she kind of wells up. And then you tell me whether you think this is real or not. Let's hear a little bit of that.
This is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening. And we have to reverse it.
Okay, so she starts getting real emotional. Now, you know, the cynical side of everybody says, oh, well, it's fake. But what happens if it wasn't? And not only that, what's wrong was showing a little emotion. Now, I don't know how many of you remember this, but Edmund Muskie destroyed his political campaign in New Hampshire by crying. It was considered to be a sign of weakness. All right, let's go to the phones. George on Capitol Hill, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. George? George once.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, George.
Met Hillary in 94. Pat Schroeder introduced me to her. I'm a Republican. She's a nice person. It was real. She's a nice person, Jay.
Well, I'm not saying she's not a nice person.
She's kind of a sweet person.
That I find hard to believe.
Yeah, I'm a Republican. I work with her on health care.
Well, I just find that kind of hard to believe. She doesn't come across as being very sweet.
She does when you talk to her one-on-one or in a small group situation. She really does, Jay.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not saying you're lying.
Yeah. I'm a Republican pushing
for... Well, you don't have to keep saying that you're a Republican. I mean, I'm saying that I believe you, but her public persona is that she projects is that she's cold and calculating.
Should have seen her at the AARP convention in 96 here in Denver. And when she talked about health care, she was very, very open and forthcoming. She's just a nice person, Jay.
Okay.
And
well,
I'm Republican working for Clinton Obama.
Oh,
for
you know
president.
What? If I had a dime for every time you said Republican, I'd be rich.
But I'm trying to get get some people going on a Clinton Obama president vice president effort.
That'll never happen.
Well.
You want Hillary as president and Obama as vice president?
Sure.
Why would Obama even entertain that idea when it looks like he's gonna crush her again in New Hampshire?
Well, there's more women than men in the United States, Jay.
Well, what does that got to do with anything?
Well, it's politics and winning is numbers, Jay. And I know women.
Well, you know what? Listen, you know what? Maybe I'm being cranky this morning, but I judge you as like what? You don't think that I don't get that? But you don't think that a woman is capable of crossing her gender and voting for a man who she might believe is a better candidate? That's kind of a sexist statement to make.
Well, I'm an old man. Maybe it is, but I.
Well,
cross,
it is. It
I
is a very. Line. It's a very. It's a very. It's a very sexist statement. I mean, I know a lot of. I know a lot of women. I know a lot of women out there who like John Edwards.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of women out there who like Dennis Kucinich. I know a lot of women out there who like Bill Richardson, and they also like Obama.
But there's nothing wrong with a man sticking up for men, or a woman sticking up for women, or black sticking up for black.
Why does gender even have to matter? Why does color have to matter?
Well, being Jewish matters. I've got some Jewish blood. It matters to me, Jay.
Yeah, but you know what? Are you going to go to the polls and you're going to choose somebody based on the color of their skin, their gender, or whether they're Jewish or not?
Partly.
Well, that's you, and you're lost. You and you're lost, man.
I don't think so.
No, I do. I do think you're lost. And you can call me back when it turns out that Obama gets the clinches the thing.
Well, that would change things, Jay.
Well, that's right. Thanks for the call. I mean, I can't believe there are people out there who think that way. We went over this yesterday. I mean, do you think that way? I mean, do you? I'd vote for a woman for president. I don't care. I'm not going to go like, oh, well, I have to vote for the male because I'm a male. That's got to be like, I mean, George, thanks, man. I appreciate the call, but it's got to be like one of the weirdest phone calls I've ever gotten. Turk.
Yes, sir.
Would you make a gender choice?
No.
Would you make a color choice?
Absolutely not.
I mean, if there's a man and a woman running, would you consider their track record or their thoughts? Or would you say, well, I'm a man, I got to stick up for men?
I would not. You know, I'd definitely look at the policies first and just the overall person over their color and sex.
I mean, what is this, Gold's Gym or something? All right, let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Hey, real quick, since you guys have Turk doing all these extra jobs, you know, I think you guys got to give him a fancy name like Chopper Dan or something since he's doing traffic.
Let's
you
go.
Know
to,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's go to our eye in the sky.
There you go. Hey, as far as Hillary goes, you know, although she's cold and calculating, and it wouldn't shock me that her handlers said, hey, you know, we need to soften you up, get out there and cry. If you look at her image lately, it's definitely softened a little bit. But, I mean, they're out there working their fannies off. I respect her for that. And if she broke down a little bit, so what? Who cares? It's not a big deal. The only thing that I would say is, though, the part that you know, where she's talking about Obama, although she doesn't necessarily name him by name, I think that, and I may be taking this incorrectly, but it seems to me that she's saying, hey, you're not ready for the big stage, kid, and when it wouldn't shock me if the Clintons do their research on people. They know how to sling mud with the best of them. They've done it, and whatever dirt that's out there about Obama, they already know about. They know what the Republicans are getting ready to throw at this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think that's what
yeah,
she's saying.
Yeah, I do. You know, the only thing I think where she's blowing it, and that may just be real emotion. I mean, that may be really, and she, you know, she's been humbled, okay, because she's pushed for months and months and months now this whole inevitability thing.
Yep.
And now it's turning out not to be true. And so she's got to be feeling the strain. There's an article this morning in the New York Times that if she loses today in New Hampshire, that there are going to be people who are working on her campaign in the upper echelons that are going to be let go, and other people are going to come in, and that she's going to make significant changes. But I think when she was sitting there talking about that whole thing about whether, you know, people are, there are some of us who are ready to lead and some of us who are not ready to lead, I think she doesn't get it. I think she doesn't get it. And that message doesn't work. It's not resonating. It didn't resonate in Ohio. I don't think it's going to resonate in New Hampshire. Yet she keeps doing it. I don't understand why somebody doesn't set her aside and say, hey, that's not going to work.
Well, there's two other things. She needs to go out and start talking to the media more, doing shows like Hardball, O'Reilly Factor, stuff like that. But the other thing is, you know, like you're saying, I don't think her message is resonating. I think that when she's, you know, a little while ago, she was saying, I have 35 years experience. Well, you know, my wife's a dentist. And just because my wife's a dentist doesn't mean I know how to do dentistry. Her husband was the president. Doesn't
yeah.
mean she's a president. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. I didn't know your wife was a dentist. How long has she been a dentist?
She got out of school about a year ago, and she's been practicing for a while. You ever need work, let me know.
Oh, boy. I go to Barrett's, but I'm extremely dental shy. Does she work on you?
Oh, yeah.
Is it painful?
No. Everybody that I know that's ever been to her says she's got an excellent chairside manner. So.
Well, you know, we learn things every single day about people. Mark, you've called this show for a long, long time. You and I have had some shouting matches. We've disagreed, but I never knew that your wife was a dentist.
Yep. I'm a blue-collar worker, and she's the breadwinner. I got no problem with it.
Well, you're a good guy anyway. Thanks, Mark.
Have a good one, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, he and I have really got into it, man. We butted some heads, but he keeps coming back for more, and that's the whole thing. Doesn't make any difference what happens. You can always come back for more. Speaking about coming back for more, 6:35, 35 minutes past the hour, John Turk has more traffic.
A couple of incidents in the metro now to warn you about. The biggie, a rollover at I-270 as you're approaching eastbound, or as you're heading, rather, eastbound on I-70. That was blocking up the left-hand lanes. It has been cleared, but you're still going to experience some slow speeds. We also have an accident on C-470 westbound at Morrison Road. Starting to get more volume coming into Denver from Northland and Thornton, as well as the I-225 approach into the Tech Center. I-270 eastbound also experiencing slow speeds as you approach I-25. In the mountains, Loveland Pass closed, I-70 eastbound over Vail Pass, and from Silverthorne to the Eisenhower Tunnel, they have chain laws in effect up there. The weather forecast calling for highs in the mid-30s today, maybe up to 38 degrees. Mostly sunny. Tomorrow, highs in the mid-40s, so it's a little gradual warming as we head into the week. Right now, it's 22 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2008 Lexus RX with 14 actively safe features, continuing the pursuit of perfection.
If you've made a resolution to live a healthy lifestyle or to lose a few pounds in the new year, let King Soopers.
Did you know SolSource can save you thousands of dollars on a new solar electric system with current solar rebates? Hi, I'm Jeff Scott, owner of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. Listen, a residential $24,000 solar system will only cost you $8,500 after rebates and tax credits. Solar electric systems are a great way to add value to your home, your family, and our environment. Call SolSource at 303-297-1874. That's 303-297-1874. Or log on to SolSource.com. SolSourceInc.com. SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. Listen, a residential $24,000 solar system will only cost you $8,500 after rebates and tax credits. Solar electric systems are a great way to add value to your home, your family, and our environment. Call SolSource at 303-297-1874. That's 303-297-1874. Or log on to SolSourceInc.com.
The following is a paid advertisement. Trip includes hotel accommodations and show tickets only.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, and I just saw the latest Bond movie, and I can tell you, the film was incredible. So I thought, wouldn't it be fun to take a couple of moments and talk to a former James Bond babe? She's on the phone right now. She starred in Charlie's Angels and that 70s show, and from the Bond movie, A View to Kill, it's Miss Tanya Roberts. Hey, Tanya, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
What you been up to?
Well, you know, I'm developing a cooking show for cable, but what I'm really psyched about, Jay, is I'm one of the lead designers for Consolidated Resorts, and we just completed an unbelievably gorgeous resort in Vegas, Tahiti Village.
Oh, wow. Vegas is like one of my all-time favorite places. That's definitely a great place to vacation. Tell us more about the resort.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's surrounded by palm trees and waterfalls. The pool is 1 acre in size. Every room has steam showers and jacuzzi tubs and plasma TVs. And the best part about it is it's located right on the strip, right down the street from Mandalay Bay.
Oh, man, that's great. Now, I understand you have a special offer, a special amazing deal for folks who listen to AM760?
When the guys at Consolidated heard I was doing an interview with you today, Jay, they allowed me to give away 50 complimentary 3-day, 2-night mini vacations, and your listeners don't have to pay one dime. And even better, if they call within 15 minutes, I'll throw in a pair of tickets to one of Vegas's hottest shows, and we have the hottest entertainers in our planet come here.
What do the listeners have to do to get the tickets?
Grab a pen or a pencil and take down this toll-free number, 877-88-GO-NOW, 877-88-GO-NOW, and we'll give the first 50 callers 3 days, 2 nights, hotel accommodations in Vegas.
Repeat the number again, can you, one more time to make sure everybody gets it?
877-88-GO-NOW. That's 877-88-GO-NOW.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is incredible.
It's great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you in Vegas.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Village.
This was a paid advertisement from Consolidated Resorts.
Some of us put ourselves out there and do this against some pretty difficult odds. And we do it, each one of us, because we care about our country.
Streaming 24 hours a day at AM760.net. 6:39, 39 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin here at your push rod of public opinion. High today, 39. Sunny out there. And how about the hill? Okay, was that fake or was that real emotion? By the way, the CBS News poll shows Obama now has 35%, Hillary Clinton has 28%, and Edwards has 19%. Undecided is 9%. Do you really want to know the Republican, what's going on with the Republicans? Do you really want to know? Let's see. I'll flip through this and see if there's any Republicans here. Oh, no, I guess this is only Democrats are looking at. No Repubs are in this. 303-713-7600. Do you think what Hillary was doing there was real, or do you think it was a fake emotion where she started, her eyes started to tear up? Let's go to David in Longmont. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I'm doing good, too. I just think that Terry McAuliffe is one of the phoniest people on the planet, and they are just so desperate and just so they can't believe where they are right now. She it's just not even possible that was real. She was playing to the camera and getting all of Terry McAuliffe's talking points in about Obama, and it's just these people are desperate. The Clinton supporter that I work with was accusing me of being stupid, and that accusing Obama supporters of being stupid of going for that candidate rather than somebody of such great experience and acumen. And they were busting in people from Massachusetts to her events over the weekend. The guy out in the parking lot told Tom Brokaw, check the license plates, Tom.
Well, that doesn't, the examples you're giving, though, doesn't indicate whether she's truly showing emotion or whether it's
her track
just kind of a staged moment. I mean, everybody, listen, all the candidates have talking points. All the candidates have a message. That message is put together by the candidates and also by the people around them. So that much you have to admit to. I mean, you know, Obama has David Axelrod. She's got Terry McAuliffe and others. So,
and the Democratic Leadership Council.
And, you know, and Edwards has Joe Trippi. I mean, you have to admit that all the candidates have people, and they all have talking points. I mean, and we all know what those talking points are. I mean, Obama's talking points are hope and ending bipartisan bickering. Her talking points are experience and let me backtrack to Obama. He's also talking about change, and her experience, her talking points are experience. Her talking points used to be inevitability, but that's imploded. And her other talking point is change. And John Edwards is talking about change and what he calls the two Americas. So they've all got talking points. Would you give me that?
Oh, of course. Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
But it's just all in the manner. I mean, I may not even be much of a John Edwards supporter, but I know he's speaking from his heart. I can tell. And I can tell also, I mean, we're just judges of character, and I'm not the only one that feels that. And everybody, this is the way politics is. It breaks down, you know, true human emotions to almost, like, what's reality? What's the world of appearances? And this is all part of our selection process, of course.
Okay, let's say, though, all right, whether her emotion is real or it's not real.
Okay.
Isn't it kind of a little bit refreshing, though, that somebody would show that kind of emotion on the campaign trail when most of the time emotion is equated with weakness?
When Pat Schroeder cried 20 years ago, it finished her. I don't mind emotion. It's just all, it's all if it's sincere and genuine. And it's, I guess, we all have the final judge within ourselves whether that was sincere or genuine yesterday. My opinion was that it was manufactured for the particular day. Well, we've got to go out and, you know, make lemonade out of lemons, and we're gonna exploit this. We're going to exploit our weakness today. And I think you're going to see some real emotion tonight when there are some real tears in the Clinton campaign. because
all right, well, we'll have to see. But, Dave, I appreciate the call, man,
hey,
as always.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay,
have
take care.
Bye.
Here's Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Carol. How about you?
Just fine, thank you. I think it was exhaustion.
You think so?
I think that played probably 80% of it. You know, I don't think it was contrived at all. I think the question that she was asking, I think, was a lady had asked her how she puts it together, knowing, you know, women do take a little bit longer to get their hair ready and everything, and that adds time into
well,
you
the
getting...
The question by the woman was, how are you doing and how are you holding up, I think,
right,
is, what, that, is what was
well,
asked.
Well, that was... She had started the question by saying, you know, how long it takes women to get ready in the morning and how do you do it and how are you holding up under this? And then she just... I think she was just exhausted. I think she was trying to stay on point, you know, trying to give the answer she's supposed to give. But the tears came out of just frustration and exhaustion, and that's why they didn't kind of sync up with the words that were coming out of her mouth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I possibly could see that. I think she's I think of what she said, she's echoing the wrong message. But,
I do too.
But that's you know, that's neither here nor there.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. She, you know, she should have just stayed with this is what I can do. And fighting, you know, and putting down George Bush and everything. When she started turning her attacks towards her other, the other people, no matter how much she was attacked, she should have never, ever responded. That was her downfall, in my
opinion. You know what I don't wonder? I don't wonder why she or Edwards or any of the other candidates say this. And maybe this is not, maybe this wouldn't work, but I'm not going to guarantee you that I can change Washington. But I sure as hell am going to try with every breath I take to fix things.
Yep. And also, adding on to that, you know, a cute little comeback would be, you know, Washington will not change me.
Yeah, exactly.
That, see, that's what Barack, that is the subtle message that Barack Obama is putting through. He's, you know, he's saying, these people aren't going to change me and change the way I see the world and change the things I want to do. And that's what John Edwards is saying. You know, he's saying it in a more aggressive way, and I agree with you. I'm an Edward person all the way. But he's saying it with a little more kick to it. But the message is the same out of the both of them. Is you're not, you know, I am a good person, and I have a good heart, and I'm coming from the right place, and they're not going to be able to change me. These special interest groups aren't going to be able to get into me. And Hillary has just not found an adequate response to that because everybody knows she's in up to her ears with these people.
Well, yeah. Well, she admitted in the very beginning she was going to take money from them.
Exactly. It doesn't. But I don't think that equates to her policies are necessarily going to favor them. Because she's been such an advocate for health care, I cannot imagine her getting in bed with the health care companies. I really can't. You know, she's been fighting that fight forever. I think all three of them are just excellent, excellent people, and I think they're all exhausted, and I think it's showing through in different ways at different times with them. Because
okay.
this
all
has
right.
been, you know, this has been a tremendous strain.
All right. Was she sincerely yesterday or not?
In the words that were coming out of her mouth, no, but the tears were, the emotion was. That was just pure exhaustion. You know, she's still trying to stay on point, and the message has got to change if she expects to have a rebound.
Right. But the other was the welling up of her eyes and all of that was true because you believe it's exhaustion and that she's taking it personally.
Exactly.
All right, Carol.
You know, because,
I gotta go. I love you. Thank you for the call.
I love you too, Jay. Bye bye.
All right. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour. More calls coming up here at 303-713-7600. And then a news story that hasn't gotten a lot of coverage because of politics, and we're gonna take a little time out to get into it, and that is the confrontation between the Iranian Navy and the U.S. Navy. And we'll talk about that coming up a little bit next hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right now, John, with the traffic.
Really starting to stack up this morning as you got icy roads, slick spots in a lot of areas all over the city. The real slow spot, eastbound I-70 between I-225 and I-270. That's due to an earlier accident that has been cleared. I-25 southbound experiencing more traffic from 104th down to 84th and into downtown between I-70 and Spear Boulevard. You'll also want to watch out if you're headed westbound C-470. We have a single car spin out that has the left shoulder blocked at Morrison Road. That's going to back you up all the way to Bowles. Forecast today, sunny, but still cold with a high of 38. Tomorrow warming up a little more with highs in the mid-40s. Right now it's 24 degrees in Denver. I'm John Turk, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's time to get that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center, January 17th through the 20th. See,
I love my new hardwood floors, and you will too, thanks to Natural Wood Floors. They provide installation and sanding of hardwood floors. They did Tom Martino's hardwood floors and are ready to give you a free estimate. Call Rob McNeely at 303-257-2980.
I don't think the government has a right to ban gay people from getting married.
And that's why I listen to
AM 760 Progressive of Talk. Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
6:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Good morning. Jay Marvin along with you. Homeowners, the Mortgage Store is bringing back one of their best programs ever offered. They're reintroducing their most popular program of all time. They're going to combine their 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with their exclusive 6-month payment freedom plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at astronomical levels. Consolidate all your bills into one new low payment and get 6 months of payment freedom. The Mortgage Store underwrites their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR won't last long, so don't wait. Call now at 303-423-7171. Eliminate the stress of rising payments. Call 303-423-7171. Don't ruin your credit with bankruptcy or so-called credit counseling. Call 303-423-7171. They're open evenings until 8. Call the Mortgage Store, the guaranteed pros.
Now at Staples, you'll find the largest selection of original Dell ink and toner, plus a wide selection of Dell laptops, desktops, and printers, all-in-ones and monitors. See it, touch it, take it with you. Staples. That was easy. Finally, there's a radio show that covers your community and HOA topics. That show is HOA Connection with your host, Barbara Fries, every Sunday on AM 760 from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. She'll answer all of your community concerns.
John Turk is playing this for me. Golden Years. Jay Marvin, just one step away from the coffin and the shuffleboard game. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today 39. We're talking about Hillary Clinton and her eyes welling up with tears of emotion yesterday, and whether you believe that's real or not. 303-713-7600. Here's Rob in Parker. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
I had just wanted to comment on Hillary. I think that showing some emotion is a good thing. However, Carol brought up a point that I can't stand, and what that is when candidates I forget what Carol said specifically, but she brought the point up about candidates speaking about what she's supposed to say, what Hillary was supposed to say. I don't want to hear what they're supposed to say. I want to hear what they feel and, you know, those kind of points. I don't want to be told what somebody thinks I want to hear.
Well, I think we all feel that way, but unfortunately in politics, these campaigns, all of them shape a message, and what they try to do very, very, I mean, they just lean on the candidates to stay on those talking points and stay on those messages. And that's why it's very, very hard to cut through that and actually figure out how they really feel.
Right. Okay, now, so I have to my real question. Since I didn't pay so close attention in government class, can you enlighten me on this primary process? Does it go state by state individually, or at some point do all the states vote at once, or... I'm not understanding.
It operates two ways. Some states have caucuses. I believe Colorado is a caucus state. Some states have out-and-out primaries, like New Hampshire, and they have a primary coming up, I believe it's on February the 5th, called Super Tuesday, in which a bunch of states, including California and New York, all hold their primaries at the same time. But until that day comes up, they go state to state. And I believe the next one after this one will be South Carolina.
Okay. So what's the difference between caucus and primary?
Primary, you go into a booth and vote. Jay, come on. Primary, you go into a booth and vote. Caucus, you meet in somebody's house or a gym or wherever place is set aside. And then what ends up happening is you split into groups, those who support one candidate, those who support another candidate, those who don't support anybody, and you try to do a little bit of discussing and win over the other person and then take a final vote on who votes for who, and then they tally that up and turn it in.
Okay.
So that's right. How that works.
Okay. And then at what point over the next year do we know who each candidate, the final candidates are going to be? Is that going to be the summer or
the
summer?
No, most of the experts believe February the 5th is the, we will know by February the 5th because those candidates that are having money problems are going to have further money problems as they get closer to February the 5th because on that Tuesday, it takes a lot of money to be able to wage an effective campaign leading up to that Tuesday. Because you've got two really big media markets, being New York City and Los Angeles and Southern California and also Northern California, where you got to spend a tremendous amount of money to be able to get airtime.
Okay.
So if you haven't got money, you can't compete.
Right.
Okay?
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the lesson.
Sure, man. You got it.
All right. Have a good one.
And I'm not sure it was a lesson. I mean, the only reason I know about caucusing is simply because I did it in Utah, which was really weird. I mean, I wish we didn't even have the caucus system. It was strange going to somebody's house and going through all of that. Coming up next, Iran. What are they up to? Messing around with the United States Navy. We'll talk about that plus more on the New Hampshire Primer. Stick around.
When you drive a Lexus, how does the world perceive you? As successful? Undoubtedly. As discerning? Certainly. But if it's true that you are what you drive, then surely the owner of a Lexus certified pre-owned vehicle is perceived as both flexible and understanding. After all, there is no program today as flexible and understanding as our 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. You see, for the first time, you can extend it up to 6 years from your date of purchase or 125,000 total vehicle miles, or anything in between, depending on your needs. And since it's Lexus-backed, you receive even better protection than most new car buyers. Not that you may need it, since we hand-select each vehicle and put it through an exhaustive inspection process. Standards like these place every Lexus-certified pre-owned vehicle in a class of its own, and mean that it is perceived as one of the best automobiles in the world. For details on our extended protection, see Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, and Cooney Lexus, or visit LexusCPO.com.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Howard Arenstein, live at the busy Merrimack Restaurant in Manchester, New Hampshire, where it's primary day. The weather is spring-like and voters are out in force. Many here over breakfast, like Pauline LaBelle, are still undecided.
Well, I'm voting Democratic, and I still am torn between Clinton and Edwards.
Hillary Clinton was asked on the early show about tearing up yesterday and whether it might be seen as a sign of weakness.
I suppose that could be one conclusion, or maybe, just maybe, they might say, you know what? She's a human being after all.
If the polls are right, it will be an Obama night. John McCain has a narrow lead over Mitt Romney, and Bob Fuss reports that the non-committed are crucial.
The wild card in today's primary are independents. More than 40% of New Hampshire voters can vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican. It means, in effect, all the candidates in both parties are competing for the same votes. Bruce Ross shows how strange this can get.
Mike Huckabee is very appealing from the Republican side, and Barack Obama is a very exciting candidate. He's got some great ideas.
And as an independent, he can vote for either of them.
I'm Dan Revive in New Hampshire. Hillary Clinton shaking hands and posing for photos at the end of her final rally told people, I need your vote. Also shaking hands, Bill Clinton and their daughter Chelsea. Campaign officials privately agree that Clinton will probably come in second. And victory, as in Iowa, will likely go to Barack Obama. Those are his supporters chanting that they're fired up.
The pundits say Romney can keep going even if he loses again.
I'm full of high hopes and high expectations. I hope to win here.
CBS's Jim Greenfield says, though, it's a do-or-die tonight for McCain.
It's very hard for me to imagine that John McCain could survive a loss here.
I'm Howard Arenstein, live at Manchester's Merrimack Restaurant. More news now with Frank Sedapani.
Parts of the Midwest battered by yesterday's tornadoes could be taking another pounding from spring-like storms today. In towns from Oklahoma to Wisconsin, dozens of homes lay flattened by twisters.
Everything was coming in. Glass and everything was flying through. I just screamed and panicked and ran down the hall.
Tornadoes in Missouri killed two people. A little exercise is good. A little drinking may not be bad. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
A little drinking may actually be good, Frank. A 20-year Danish study found the people least likely to die of heart disease and other causes are those who exercise and drink alcohol in moderation. Those who exercise and don't drink are more likely to die of heart disease. And people who neither drink nor exercise run the highest risk.
The strike by film and TV writers has forced NBC to replace Sunday night's Golden Globe Awards with a press conference to announce the winners. The Associated Press says it's learned that Joe Gibbs will resign as coach and president of the Washington Redskins. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 8 points. This is CBS News.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
So, hon, how do you want your hair done?
Oh, I just want to try something really different.
Okay, well, if we trim your disorganized finances, layer your expenses, and give your late invoicing some body, you'll look just like a movie star.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily handle routine chores, like organizing finances and tracking expenses, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a stylist, aren't you?
Award-winning.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. Two Denver County jail guards were disciplined in a third quint after an investigation found they failed to make the required rounds in the hours that a drunken driving suspect lay in jail. 24-year-old Emily Ray Rice died after her screams for help went unheard. 6 snowmobilers had warm beds last night after spending several days stranded in the snow-covered mountains near the Colorado-New Mexico border. Barbara Smith is with the Canales County Sheriff's Department.
Good news, they found us. They called the State Patrol. I must say, though, our rescue team did suspect that they could be there, and we're just having a very difficult time getting there because the weather was so bad.
All of the snowmobilers were tired and hungry, but otherwise okay. Denver-based Chipotle is planning to increase the use of naturally raised meat this year. The company saying it hopes to increase the use of natural meat by 40% at its 670 restaurants. That would be 52 million pounds of natural meat, which translates to about 200 meals this year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 225, crowded after Parker up to I-25, as is eastbounders on 6th Avenue. You're going to find your slowdowns, Sheridan to Federal. Speeds through that stretch are dropping into the 20s and 30s. Northbound I-25, slow as you try and get out of Castle Rock. Watch for slick spots around Denver. The side streets will be especially greasy, where there's now a new accident, 120th and Lowell. Loveland Pass still closed in the mountains due to adverse weather conditions. There's also spots on both sides of the tunnel where I'm seeing ground snow blowing across I-70. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Montezuma Bowl, Arapaho Basin's new expansion, is coming this season, and the legendary mountain will be 80% bigger. Experience more groomed intermediate runs, chutes, glades, and open bowls, all serviced by the new quad lift coming this season. Call 1-888-ARAPAHO or check out ArapahoBasin.com.
Oh, Billy's home with a bad mucus.
I feel a mucus coming on myself.
I heard there was a mucus going around.
Robitussin knows you don't catch a mucus. You catch a cold, which can come with coughing and other symptoms like congestion, a stuffy nose, or a scratchy throat. So why do some medicines act like mucus is your only symptom? Robitussin has customized formulas to relieve whatever comes with your cold, even mucus.
Gesundheit.
Robitussin has formulas to relieve all your cough and cold symptoms, even mucus. Use as directed.
I don't know what it is that you need.
There's so much hate and anger out there.
You need to, you know, hit your dashboard with your head.
I had to pull the car over and stop for a minute.
Might get kind of passionate here.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Combative for caring. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Be careful out there. Be careful out there. There's some slick spots. Sunny today, high of 39. We're going to talk to Joseph Cerencioni, who is a senior fellow and director for nuclear policy at the Center for American Progress and author of the new book, Bomb Scare, The History of, and Future of Nuclear Weapons. That's Columbia University Press. Prior to joining the center, he served as director of for nonproliferation at Carnegie Endowment for International Peace for 8 years. He's also the co-author of Contain and Engage, which is a new strategy for resolving the Iran nuclear crisis. So let's go to Joe. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
I don't know what it is, but I just have trouble with people's last names.
Hey, man, that's a lot of syllables to get out this early in the morning. Proliferation, Cerencioni, come on. Anybody can trip over those.
Yeah, Cerencioni. Cerencioni. excuse me. Man, and I'm having trouble with my voice, too, on top of it. Iran and the United States get into it. No shots fired.
Yeah.
The Iranians play it down and say, this happens every once in a while. The United States doesn't say much and doesn't file any kind of formal complaint against Iran. What do you think's going on here?
Well, first of all, we don't have enough data to draw a firm conclusion. You know, when Hillary Clinton tears up in New Hampshire, half the press asks, is it real? But when the U.S. reports a provocation by these Iranian rubber boats in the Straits of Hormuz, no one questions whether this is real. Is the president exaggerating this incident to help him make a political point he wants to make on his Middle East trip, that is, that Iran is the greatest danger in the Middle East? That's a real possibility. These kinds of incidents do happen frequently in the Straits of Hormuz. This is a very narrow body of water. It's about narrows down to about 21 miles wide. Remember, Iran's territorial waters extend 12 miles from their shore, so there's a very narrow margin of error. So it could have been an innocent exchange, as the Iranians say. On the other hand, the Revolutionary Guard are crazy. So it is quite possible that one of the commanders there took it upon himself to harass a U.S. destroyer approximately 10,000 times his weight and size, a rubber raft up against the U.S. destroyer. Doesn't seem like a kind of combat I would be seeking, but the Revolutionary Guard are known to want to tweak the great Satan, so it could have been a provocation. It also could have been, this is frankly what I think is the most likely scenario. It could have been a probing move, the way we used to do all the time with the Soviets. You go right up to the enemy's defense perimeter and then back off just to see their reaction, to see what's going on. The good news is that both sides are playing it down, and we seem to have dodged a bullet here.
When you talk about the first part, I got several emails yesterday from people, and I think I got a couple of calls from people about this, citing the Gulf of Tonkin resolution that Lyndon Johnson pulled. And I just must be cynical about everything, because I thought to myself, I mean, I said it on the air. Well, I just don't think something like this, I don't think you could get away with something like this in 2008. But you're right, though, in what you say about how the media, their big thing is this whole New Hampshire situation, and the war in Iraq and the situation with Iran has fallen off the front pages, basically. And nobody in the media has stood up to say, well, wait a minute, give us some more information about this.
Right. It is amazing how much the media falls into the administration's frame. They set the frame. They say Iran harassed us. Now, this happened on Saturday. The news breaks on Monday. It's released Monday morning, right in time for the news cycle, as President Bush appears, you know, ready to lift off for his Middle East trip on Tuesday. So one would think that most journalists would at least question the timing of this. Second, no one bothers to ask the hard questions. Where exactly did this happen? Where were the ships? Were we close to Iran territorial waters? And then question number two, how many incidents like this have occurred in the past? How unusual exactly is this? And without that kind of information, you really can't be drawing the kinds of conclusion that most of the media went with, at least in their stories, giving it front page attention, bringing it to the top of their newscast, and headlining it, Iran harasses U.S. ship. Remember, we're talking about the Revolutionary Guard here. They just took command of Iran naval operations in the Persian Gulf this past year. They're basically, these are Zodiacs. These are rubber boats, small patrol ships, and they're going up against a cruiser and a destroyer, five U.S. naval vessels in total. There's really no contest for those kinds of ships. You could argue, well, look, there was a rubber raft that blew up the USS Cole. Which is true, a rubber raft approach, remember?
But the Cole was sitting there anchored.
Was sitting there anchored. The difference is that was a group of terrorists who did it. Here we're talking about a state. If Iran were to take the military action, provoke military action against the U.S., there'd be no question about who did it, and retaliation would be swift and sure. Here's the bottom line for me. Whatever happened here, we have to make sure that we avoid these kinds of incidents in the future. We should be doing with Iran what we did with the Soviets during the height of the Cold War, negotiating an incidents at sea agreement. When we had then in the Cold War U.S. and Soviet vessels in close proximity to each other during times of rising tensions, we negotiated procedures, channels of communication, so that no incident could escalate into a conflict. That's exactly what we need now in the Persian Gulf. The real crime here is that the U.S. does not have direct channels of communications to Iran. So when something like this happens, we don't have a way of communicating them other than ship-to-ship radio. We've got to end that. We've got to put ourselves in the same position as the British were when the Revolutionary Guard seized their Marines last year, totally unprovoked action, but they were able to quickly communicate with Iran at multiple levels and resolve the issue in about 14 days' time with no loss of life. We got to make sure that any future incidents in the Persian Gulf do not escalate out of control.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our special guest, Joseph Cirincione, a senior fellow and director for nuclear policy at the Center for American Progress and author of the new book, Bomb Scare, The History and the Future of Nuclear Weapons. But we don't have, under this administration, we've got no contact with Iran, and so we can't do that, and it's not going to turn around anytime soon. And a lot of this has been knocked off the front page, but there's a part of me that believes that the administration needs this.
Yeah, well, that could be. Let me take a couple of parts of that. One, we could turn this around. Not dramatically. I'm not asking Admiral Fallon, the head of the Central Command, to go negotiate with the head of the Iranian Navy, but you could have our ambassador in Baghdad, Ambassador Crocker, negotiate with his counterpart. We do have somewhat regular contact between the two countries through his office in Baghdad, and he could ask for a meeting and bring U.S. naval officials with him. It could be very low-key, just to establish some rules of the road here. We could do that. More dramatically, the president could decide to, a year later, take the advice of the Iraq Study Group, the Jim Baker Lee Hamilton Group, and open up negotiations with Iran, both for the issue of Iraq, stabilizing Iraq, and for the issue of their nuclear program and the regional peace process that he's so committed to. There's no way we're going to get a peace, a resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian crisis without involving one of the major countries in the region, Iran, in those talks. He could take those kinds of steps. I guess I share your pessimism. I think it's unlikely that a president who has seen negotiations as a reward or as an appeasement is going to change his stripes in the last year. Fortunately, this is the last year of the administration, and we see help on the way. Although I share your frustration that some of our key foreign policy issues are pushed off the front page, you got to be excited about what's going on in Iowa and New Hampshire. And the
well, I am. I am. There's no question about that. But what I've never understood is best case scenario, and this will never happen, but best case scenario, George W. Bush sits down with Ahmadinejad, okay, or even lower than that. Secretary Condoleezza Rice sits down with the equivalent of the Iranians, and we do work something out. Worst case scenario is this happens again, only next time one party fires on the other. Then where are we?
Well, that's exactly right. That's how wars start. They don't always start from a planned invasion, a rhetorical buildup leading to action. They start with the assassination of an obscure archduke in Sarajevo. They start with a naval incident in the Gulf of Tonkin. They can escalate out of control. That's why, if I'm advising the president right now, I would advise him to, number one, negotiate at whatever level appropriate rules of the road here for the safe passage of our ships through the Straits of Hormuz. And number two, I would be pulling back some of those ships. I would not be seeking to go so close to the Iranian territorial waters. But here's something else we should talk about. People aren't waiting for the United States to resolve this. If the U.S. isn't going to lead in these issues, other players are stepping up to the plate. There's news today that the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed Al-Baradei, is going to Tehran in a few days. He's going to meet with top officials, and that probably means he's going to meet with Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who's the supreme leader of Iran, to try to resolve the nuclear issue. That could be a real breakthrough agreement. Meanwhile, there's a wonderful story in the International Herald Tribune today about how Ahmadinejad, the rhetorical maniac leader of Iran, the president of Iran, is losing favor with supreme leader Khamenei. And the analysis presented in this article is that it's the NIE. It's that intelligence assessment that came out last month that showed that Iran was not an imminent threat, that its nuclear program was at least 5 to 10 years away from yielding any kind of bomb capability, and that Iran was not an irrational state. You could reason with this, use the same kind of pressures and incentives we use at other states. Analysts here are saying once the U.S. took, once the threat of force, the threat of attack, was removed from the equation, which it has been in the last month up until this incident, then all kinds of internal divisions surface. And Ahmadinejad is very unpopular as president. Employment is rising, inflation is rising, the Iranian economy is much worse than the American economy, and he's losing favor with the leaders. So we got to understand that it's not the threat of force that could help change the regime in Iran. It's actually the possibility of reconciliation, the possibility of giving them another path to realize their national goals of security, prestige, and regional involvement. There are other ways to deal with Iran than the way we've been dealing with them, I think, ultimately more successful ways.
See, I've never understood the administration's stance on this, because I'm not an educated guy on foreign policy. I'm sitting here doing a talk show in Denver, Colorado. But I'll tell you something. I've been following and I've been studying the island of Cuba since I was a kid. Now, we've always leaned on them. And the one thing that comes out of that is the populace has a tendency to rally around the leadership. And it gives the leadership an excuse for the failure of a centrally planned economy, they can hang all that on us. Well, our bad neighbors to the north are the ones that are doing this. Now, if I can go and see that, because I was in Havana in 1996, if I can go and see that, why can't these guys who are supposed to be like highly educated and sitting in leadership positions, why can't they see this with Iran with what you just talked about?
Yeah, that's an excellent point, and I agree with it. There's this myth that somehow the way we solve these problems is external pressure, that what the Bush administration means by diplomacy with Iran or with Cuba is organizing other states to increase the pressure on those countries with the hope that this we can coerce compliance or collapse of the regime. My experience is that most often the opposite happens, that people
right.
in other countries, just like we do, rally around the leadership in time of pressure. Whether it's an external threat, the population rallies around the leadership, and any kind of internal dissent is discouraged. It seems unpatriotic to be criticizing your government, criticizing your leadership at a time when the nation's being threatened by an external power. That's why, now, for the guys who are proposing this, like Dick Cheney, whose famous phrase is, we don't negotiate with evil, we destroy it, they honestly believe that negotiations are appeasement, that talking with Castro or the Iranians or the Syrians or Hezbollah or Hamas is the equivalent of Munich in 1938. It's the equivalent of talking with Hitler. Completely different situations. We're the most powerful country in the world. These countries we're talking about, these groups we're talking about, are relative pygmies. Iran has an economy the size of Thailand's. After oil and gas, its major exports are dates, pistachios, and carpets.
Yeah, they're in big trouble.
If we can't deal with a country like this or with Cuba, I mean, as the most powerful country in the world, what's the point of being the world's lone superpower?
Well,
you mean the only instrument we have is military pressure? I don't believe that.
Well, these guys do, like, really bizarre things. I bring this up from time to time because the press never brings it up and nobody remembers it. But you remember when Jimmy Carter goes to Cuba to meet with Fidel? Suddenly, John Bolton floats this story that the Cubans are developing biological
yeah.
weapons. When in reality, what they're really doing is they're working on biotechnical medicines, and they've got other people from other Latin American countries coming there for health care. And Castro and Carter troop out to the supposed place that Bolton names, and it turns out to be a milk factory or something.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys have floated stuff before. And I'll tell you something else, too. For those of us old enough to remember this, we were blessed to have John Kennedy and the people around him during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Because if and you tell me as whether I'm out of line about saying this, if we had this group of people now in that same situation, we would have had nuclear war.
Jay, you're exactly right, and it's even more direct than that. We did have these kinds of people in the room with President Kennedy urging a preemptive attack on Cuba. So we had Curtis LeMay, who was then the head of the Strategic Air Command. The Joint Chiefs were recommending that we strike at Cuba and take the missiles out. And what we didn't know at the time was that Cuba, when we now know now, that Cuba not only had missiles, there was 162 nuclear warheads there. They had already placed them in. This just came out in the last few years, that they also had nuclear weapons there. If we had followed their advice, there would have been a nuclear war.
Yes, because Castro and Guevara would have used those weapons.
And Castro, we now know, was saying if they strike, he wanted to strike back. He was willing to, you know, roll the dice, let it go. And Kennedy turned to the Joint Chiefs and said, can you assure me that if we strike, we'll get all the missiles? And the Joint Chiefs said, no, we can't assure you that. And Kennedy said, well, then it's not worth the risk. We're not going to do it. And as you know, they conducted this famous diplomatic maneuver with Khrushchev and resolved the crisis. A little bit of compromise. Khrushchev took the missiles out of Cuba. We took our equivalent missiles out of Turkey. And we backed away. We dodged a bullet, as former Secretary of Defense McNamara says. We lucked out. But this kind of view, this ideology, this view has always been present in American politics, in the American strategic debate. Up until this administration, it's been the minority view. The difference is that these guys took control of the national security policy apparatus, and their views dominated. This idea that the threats we face can be resolved by preventive war, that military should be the major tool of statecraft, that Iraq could be the start of a regime change process in the Middle East. It's all been a fantasy, and it's cost us dearly.
Yeah. You wonder if they're sitting in the White House smoking out of a hookah. Joseph, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's just really great to have you on the show.
My pleasure, Jay. Anytime.
All right. Thank you. There's Joseph Cirincione, senior fellow and director of nuclear policy at the Center for American Progress and author of the new book, Bomb Scare, The History and the Future of Nuclear Weapons. Thank God, I think it's tomorrow, we have one more year of this administration. 7:25, 25 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. John Turk rolls traffic.
C-470 experiencing troubles this morning with an accident westbound at Morrison Road. Backups will take you all the way past Bowles. Eastbound, not much better. Speeds in the 20s and teens. That's between Wadsworth and Quebec. We have a new accident on I-25 northbound at Founders Parkway in Castle Rock. Also one southbound at the Wolfenberger exit. In Westminster, we're working a two-car accident at 120th and Lowell. In the high country, Loveland Pass closed due to snow on the roadway. Eastbound I-70 under chain restrictions. That's over Vail Pass and from Silverthorne to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Forecast mostly sunny today. Mountain snow this morning. Forecast highs in the 30s along the Front Range and on the plains. Highs in the 20s.
This year, I resolved to get a fat rear end. But I resolved never to let the world turn me soft. I resolved to own Steel Crafted with an American purpose. I resolved to fill my head with the road wisdom of 105 years instead of the BS on tonight's news. I resolved to get lost in paint, five coats deep. And I resolved to ride free atop 105 years of motorcycle from the only company capable of building one. To kickstart our 105th year, we'll help keep your resolutions with rare 1.05% financing on limited serialized edition 105th anniversary Harley-Davidson motorcycles from January 1st to February 2nd. Financing offer only available for a limited time on certain motorcycles financed through Eagle Mark Savings Bank for highly qualified credit applicants. Other terms, conditions, and limitations apply. After 105 years, it's not how far we've come, but how far you're going. HarleyDavidson.com/resolutions.
Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK. Tired of your glasses, but your eye shy? In other words, you don't want anybody to touch your eyes? Well, I was that way too until I ran into Dr. Anderson at Icon LASIK. Icon LASIK got the job done for me. They were thorough. They were careful. And most of all, I was shocked at how easy it was and how great I can see. Call them for your free consultation, 303-954-4321. Or check them out on the internet, icondenver.com.
Smile with Barrett's Dental, and it's easy and it's comfortable. And those bionic teeth that you get at Barrett's Dental are actually stronger than the original teeth. No more choosing what you can and can't eat. No more of a grip problem. So you hear it all the time. If you want to eat apples and carrots, go see Dr. Barrett's. He's just a great guy, and they're really a different place to go. Call for a free, let me underline that, free consultation. Check out Barrett's Dental online at barrettsdental.com, and that's spelled B-A-R-O-T-Z. Or better yet, call them to schedule that free consultation, 303-595-4994. That's 303-595-4994. Dr. Barrett's, if you want to eat apples and carrots, he's your man.
The Lumber Guy is Denver's largest surplus building material dealer. Windows, doors, trim, composite decking, retaining wall blocks, and so much more. You'll save 20 to 50% and sometimes more over the other stores. To find the Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50th, east on 50th for half a block. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to the Lumber Guy's brand new website at thelumberguy.net.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Now at Staples, you'll find the largest selection of original Dell ink and toner, plus a wide selection of Dell laptops, desktops, and printers, all-in-ones and monitors. See it, touch it, take it with you. Staples. That was easy.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman program. I'll be on Radio Row from the New Hampshire primaries. Carl Bernstein will be here about the elections coming up. Mark Morano and I will be shaking it up on global warming. Gerald Celente is dropping by about the 2008 trends and predictions. And former GOP operative Alan Raymond on how to rig an election. Confessions of a Republican operative. That and the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, Dick the Rebox Pops. All you have cats hanging out here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, high today, 38 under sunny skies. Watch out, it's icy and cold out there. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. Coming up, we're going to talk to Rich Masters, but I just got to get this little story in real quick. All right, John, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. John McCain. Now, I had somebody who's pretty, knows a lot about McCain, okay? Spent a lot of time around him. They told me a long time ago, I've never said this on the air before, but they told me a long time ago that there's something about McCain that he's kind of a madman. Listen to this. McCain, I would have started the Iraq war regardless of WMD. According to presidential candidate John McCain, only the handling of the Iraq war was a mistake, not the war itself. He says he doesn't care if we stayed in Iraq 100 years. Can you believe that? And when he was asked about WMDs, he said it didn't matter. When Tim Russert asked him on one of the Sunday talking shows on Meet the Press about the WMDs, if, like Bush, McCain would have supported the Iraq war, even if no weapons of mass destruction were believed to be present in Iraq, McCain seemed to dismiss the question as irrelevant. Yeah, okay. 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, never irrelevant. What's going on with the lead sleds? Here's John.
It's a real nasty commute out there this morning, Jay, with the road conditions less than favorable. Eastbound 6th Avenue showing speeds in the 20s from Sheridan all the way to I-25. 225 slow from Yosemite to the Tech Center, and northbound stacked from Iliff to Colfax. We're working several accidents this morning in Westminster, one at 120th and Lowell. One at East 6th Avenue in Moline, that's in Aurora, and two incidents on I-25 in Castle Rock. The first northbound at Founders Parkway, the other one southbound at Wolfenberger. Also experiencing some real slow speeds on the eastbound commute on C-470 from Wadsworth all the way up to Quebec, as well as westbound from Bowles to Morrison Road. That's from an earlier accident. Forecast today, sunny but cold with a high, high of 38. Tomorrow warming up a little more and the highs in the mid-40s. Right now, 25 degrees in Denver. I'm John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your local Denver Metro Toyota...
The Lumber Guy is Denver's largest surplus building material dealer. Windows, doors, trim, composite decking, retaining wall blocks, and so much more. You'll save 20 to 50% and sometimes more over the other stores. To find the Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50th, east on 50th for half a block. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to the Lumber Guy's brand new website at thelumberguy.net.
Radio speaker, you might hear it too, with the Orbitz Catch the Wave cruise event. With rates as low as $199 for a four-night cruise, you can get the price you want on the cruise you're looking for. And with select cruise bookings of 7-plus nights, you'll receive a complimentary iPod. So catch the wave today and book your cruise at Orbitz.com. Offer valid 1-7-2-128-08. While supplies last for select cabins and on sale is defined 2-1-12-31-08. See site for details. Apple is not a participant or sponsor of this promotion.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French.
But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-700-1157. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-700-1157. 1-800-700-1157.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
I joined the National Guard for opportunity.
Over 200 career choices and paid training.
Money for college.
A
steady paycheck.
Only one thing stood between me and my benefits.
Basic training. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't easy. The obstacle course was really challenging.
Now, I'm a National Guard soldier.
I help my community. I can protect my country.
I'm proud to be on this team.
Because I got stronger.
Because I got to go to college.
The Guard helped me succeed.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us how you can prepare for basic training.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your nationally ranked CU women's basketball team starts Big 12 play this Sunday, January 13th at the Coors Event Center when the Buffaloes face Iowa State at 2 p.m. Arrive at noon for free admission to National Girls and Women's in Sports Day activities featuring student athletes from basketball, cheerleading, soccer, and more. The first 750 kids to complete all the activities will receive a free CU t-shirt. Also, don't miss your chance to get autographs from Britney Spears, Whitney Houston, and the rest of your women's basketball team. For ticket information, call 303-49-BUS or CUBUS.com.
Society of the spectacle and swimming through the media mud once again. 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Good morning. Sunny today, high of 39. And we're joined by the man who we go to for this kind of stuff, Democratic strategist Rich Masters. He's a partner and managing director of Corvus Communications. After serving for 6 years as top policy and communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary L. Landrieu, and prior to joining Landrieu's first Senate campaign in 1996, he was an award-winning news reporter and anchor for television stations in Louisiana, Illinois, and Iowa. Rich, welcome back again to the show, and you're just the best, man. You are.
Listen, I sure appreciate it. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, huh?
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You won the jackpot. I mean, you called Iowa. How did that feel?
Well, it felt good. You know, I mean, I've got a little experience in Iowa, as you mentioned, so I kind of know the land there a little bit. Less so New Hampshire, but it sure looks like New Hampshire is going to be kind of a mirror image, at least on the Democratic side, that you saw in Iowa.
All right. In New Hampshire, all the polls indicate that Obama is leading. What happened to Hillary Clinton? Has she got, and the people around her, have they got the wrong message, and the message that she's giving just isn't resonating? What's going on here?
Well, you know, I think they made several mistakes, Jay. I mean, I always go back, as much as I love emotion, I always go back to the numbers. And if you look at the elections in 2006 and you look at what voters voted for, they voted for a change. They didn't, you know, while Democrats were the beneficiaries of it, they were primarily the beneficiaries because they weren't in power. And I think people just said, we're fed up with both sides and we really want something different. We want a change. And it's difficult to run as a change agent when your husband was president for 8 years. Now, granted, those were 8 tremendously successful years as president and an era in which Democrats look at longingly and wish we could go back to. So that's what's kept her in the race as long as she possibly has. But you and I have talked for a very long time, and you know I've been a kind of an Obama guy since he got into the race, and primarily it's because of this this message of change. And I think they made a critical mistake in this campaign. And I think it affected it in Iowa, and I think you're going to see it across the country. Because keep in mind, Iowa is the first time that most Americans, on election night in Iowa, was the first time most Americans even bothered to pay attention to this election at all. Because, you know, the rest of Americans aren't like you and I, Jay, that have been watching this for 2 years. They just now starting to turn to it. And you hear this, you see this young, charismatic, African-American leader in Barack Obama that is surrounded by young people, white, black, brown, young and old. And then you turn, and then you see Hillary Clinton. She's surrounded by Bill Clinton, Madeleine Albright, Wes Clark, all of the old retreads from the Clinton administration. It is impossible. If that's the picture you paint to America, that you're going to go back to the 90s, it's impossible to be a change agent. I think that was a critical mistake on their part.
What about John Edwards? I mean, he's preaching the same thing about change. Why isn't he breaking through? I'm astounded that there is almost like a news media blackout on him and also Dennis Kucinich.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, the problem is there's only so much news time, and they're covering, you know, the media covers the absolute horse race. And you're right. I mean, Edwards had a second place showing, and by all rights, he should be getting significantly amounts of more coverage. He's trailing pretty pretty deep in third place in New Hampshire right now, which I think is part of the reason. But back to your original question, Jay, and that's why isn't, you know, because John Edwards is talking about change as well. His problem was that he was kind of the new and different change element 4 years ago, but I think because he has been around, he's not as new and as fresh to a lot of the voters anymore. He also has a much more angry tone in his campaign. And don't get me wrong, that angry tone properly reflects the way most Democrats, you and I, you know, are just the tip of the iceberg here, but reflects the way most hardcore Democrats feel. But Americans, when they vote for their presidents, if you look, they vote for optimism every single time. They want hope. They want a positive message, especially those swing voters. So you've got Obama who's talking about a hardcore change message, but he's doing it with a smile. And that's what's going to it's a very difficult thing to do what Edwards is doing. And frankly, knowing John Edwards as well as I do, his personal disposition is more inclined to run as a friendly guy, like a more optimistic guy like he did 4 years ago. I think he's trying to tap into that anger, but that's not his natural kind of mode. And so I think it's not coming off quite as genuine in many instances. But he's going to get the hardcore anger Democrats. There's no question about it, and he's going to do pretty well tonight.
7:41, 41 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rich Masters on the line with us. Yeah, I consider myself to be a little bit left of center and really a mainstream American. And I like John Edwards, and I back John Edwards, but I can see Obama's appeal. I mean, I can see it 100% because I think I feel like the rest of this country that I'm just tired of the constant grinding and bickering and carrying on. And while that stuff may work for the hierarchy of the Republican Party and to some degree the hierarchy of the Democratic Party, although I would maintain they don't know how to fight, I don't think it works for the average American. I think the average American is just tired.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jay. They're all tired. And it's, you know, that's a very, very astute adjective. They are tired. And when you're tired, you don't necessarily want to be angry. You want to be uplifted. And you can't help but listen to Barack Obama's speeches in New Hampshire and the speech that he gave, you know, on election night and not be uplifted and not be given a little bit of energy. You know, because if people are tired, what are they looking for, Jay? They're looking for energy. And there is no question that if you watch Obama and the news coverage of Obama, just by covering his events, standing room only, he came out and made a speech in Nashua, I believe it was yesterday, to 500 people who couldn't get into the 1,000-person rally inside. And so we went out in the cold and gave another. That's energy. And if you're tired, you want energy. And there's no question, Barack Obama has tapped into the change message, but he is also the most energetic candidate going in there with a very, very positive message.
All right, let's look at the Republican side. They're a mess. I don't say that because I'm partisan, but because now all of a sudden the media, it seems like, and also, well, it just seems like all of a sudden the media's got like this, McCain's going to do it, and he is ahead in the polls, but it's like they've got this intense focus on like letting him get, you know, trying to help him get elected, or help him, that's not the right word, help him win in New Hampshire, and maybe that's just my imagination. And then the other thing is look at Willard Mitt Romney. God, he spent so much money and he's getting nothing. How long can that continue to go on?
Well, I mean, I think this is the Waterloo for Mitt Romney. I mean, I think he'll probably stay in through Michigan. His dad was governor of Michigan, so I think he'll stay in through Michigan and perhaps South Carolina. He's got enough money to do so. But, his campaign, if it doesn't shock the world tonight and finish first, he's pretty much done. I mean, stick a fork in him. And you said the whole Republican side is a mess. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of old angry white guys, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But the media does love John McCain. There's been a love affair with John McCain in the national media for the last 10 years. They would love nothing better than to see this race between. I mean, because keep in mind, journalists are biased, and I make the argument that they're not biased left and right. They're biased for controversy. They want the good story. I mean, I used to be a journalist. I know exactly what they're spoiling for and where they're coming from. And what an amazing story! First of all, to cover Barack Obama, if he is, it does indeed go on to become the nominee. To cover this young generational motivation. Guy who is like a restart the clock. And if you read his second book, which I recommend highly, the first and second book, Obama's book, he talks about turning the page on the Vietnam era. He said all of our public policy debates are grounded and rooted in all of the debates that we had during the Vietnam era, and it's time to turn the page. I say amen to that, amen and amen, amen to that.
Yeah, he's right.
He's absolutely right. And what better, what more stark contrast do you have than John McCain? War hero, absolutely a war hero, but there is no question that he is yesterday's news. He embodies the Vietnam era and all of those public policy debates. And so the national media would love nothing better than to have this kind of generational campaign between this young, charismatic African-American and this old, war hero leader from the Vietnam era. It's a great storyline for the national media to write about. So, of course, they want him. And plus, he's great for a quote, which is the other good thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just, before you came on, I was talking about the fact that I think he's a madman. I mean, he's talking about how he doesn't care if we stay in Iraq for 100 years, that he would have gone in there regardless of whether there was WMDs or not. I mean, he's nuts.
I say keep on going, buddy. I say keep on going. Give him a microphone. I like the Straight Talk Express. It's given us plenty of fodder to run on next year.
Yeah. Well, and he's also, people have brought this up. I don't know how valid this is, but people also brought up, and you were just bringing up the generational thing. There are some people who are turned off by him because he's 71 years old.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a marked contrast. If it's a Barack Obama and John McCain race, it is going to be a marked contrast, not only in styles and in substance, but generational. I mean, this is going to be a much very, very kind of analogous to, the Nixon-Kennedy, era when there was the torch really was passed to kind of a new generation of leadership. And, it's going to be interesting to see how that sets up. And it also is interesting to see if McCain does get it, who he picks as his nominee. He's got to protect his right flank. Does he pick a guy like Huckabee who if you look at his policy prescription, scares the bejesus out of most people, but he does it in a very warm way in which he doesn't feel nearly as threatening as Jerry Falwell. But his positions, make no mistake about it, are exactly the same as Jerry Falwell's.
Well, he's got that kind of evangelical right-wing, ultra-right-wing religious thing mixed in with populism, which is driving, I think, the hierarchy of the Republican Party mad because he's attacking one of their prime constituents, which is big corporate money. And that was going to lead me to ask you, what do you think is going to happen to him and how far can he go with no money?
Well, I mean, he can. First of all, he's starting to get some money to begin with. The Internet's an amazing thing. It fuels fires. I mean, it's made Ron Paul a millionaire, and probably his campaign anyway, and probably the Internet campaign that people have given to Ron Paul. Everyone asks me what Ron Paul's going to do. I think he's going to be an independent third-party candidate. He's got $22 million, and as long as he runs and is competitive, he could force his way into some of the presidential debates, which would make them quite entertaining, I might add. But But here's what Huckabee has got to do. He has got to play well in Michigan with evangelicals, and there's a huge evangelical, you know, percentage in Michigan. Then he moves to South Carolina where he speaks the language, he understands the nuances, and he's already ahead in Nevada. So he's going to be a factor for quite a long time. I think the knockout blow will come to him probably on February 5th, because that's where, you, as you said and correctly pointed out again, Jay, he's got to have money, and there's no way that you can run a campaign in California, Florida, New York, and the major states. There's no way you can run that kind of thing on a shoestring budget. He can get by these little states with just the earned media he's got, but when you move to California, New York, and Florida, you better have a lot of cash in the bank, and I just don't know that he's going to have the wherewithal to withstand that, whereas McCain probably will.
All right, we got about a minute left. I want to ask you about somebody we haven't talked about. What about Rudy? He's invisible.
Yeah, he's. I heard a commentator the other day say, and I think it was the most apt description, that Rudy is busy lacing his sneakers up for a four-lap race, and he gave everyone else three laps head start. You know, I just don't see how he possibly does it. He might have a win in New York, but he now needs a clean sweep on February 5th to be relevant in this debate again, and I just don't see how he gets there.
All right, call it for tonight. Who wins in New Hampshire on the Democratic side? Call the order.
I think on the Democratic side, Obama's going to win by 13, 14, or 15%. I think it's going to be a blowout. Hillary will be down probably in second, and Edwards will be close on her heels within 1 or 2 points.
All right, Republican side?
McCain probably by 10 to 15 points, Romney 2, but I think Mike Huckabee will come in either right on Romney's tails or perhaps even ahead of Romney at this point.
All right, if Romney loses tonight, does he pull out?
I think he stays in through Michigan. His dad was governor of Michigan.
Okay.
I think for traditional stakes, he stays in at least through Michigan and perhaps South Carolina, but after that, I think he's done.
Who's the first to drop on the Democratic side?
Yeah, I think he's the first to go on the Republican side, most definitely.
All right, what about the Democratic side?
Who's the first to go on the Democratic side? I think John Edwards will be the first to go. If he comes in third tonight, he moves to South Carolina, which should be his home base. But if he comes in, you know, second or third in South Carolina, then I think he's done. Then my guess is you're already seeing him talk about the fact that he and Obama are the only change agents. Then I think he joins the kind of the Obama bandwagon to try to give him lift and heft and make it through and try to help him push Obama to end it on February the 5th.
All right. Rich Masters, thank you again for being on the program, and hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow about the outcome. And let's see if you're right two times in a row.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. You know I love you. Thanks.
Keep
all right,
the fight.
You got it. All right, we'll see. We'll see now if he's right. We'll see if Rich Masters is right. He called it last time, and he could call it again. And we'll see if what he says is absolutely the outcome in New Hampshire. It's going to be very interesting to see what shakes out. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have live coverage for you tonight with Mario Solis Marich, and we'll talk to him coming up right after 8 o'clock, 7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John has traffic.
Jay, we have a real big accident northbound I-25 at C-470, and that has you backed all the way to Castle Rock and Founders Parkway. Quite a long stretch there that we have some slick conditions. As you head over Surrey Ridge, speeds in the 30s as you head northbound on 25 from Castle Rock. C-470 eastbound, basically a parking lot with speeds in the single digits. That's between Kipling and Yosemite. Also still slow as you head westbound on 470 between Bowles and Morrison Road. I-25 moving pretty slow as you head north from 225 to Colorado Boulevard and through the bridges area. We're also getting word of multiple accidents on Highway 93. That's at the Golden Gate Canyon Road coming out of Boulder. Real slow on the turnpike all the way from Church Ranch Boulevard to I-25. Your weather today, mostly sunny with a high of 38 degrees. Right now it's 22 in Denver. I'm John Turk, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Montezuma Bowl, Arapahoe Basin's new expansion is coming this season, and the legendary mountain will be 80% bigger. Experience more groomed intermediate.
Did you know SolSource can save you thousands of dollars on a new solar electric system with current solar rebates? Hi, I'm Jeff Scott, owner of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. Listen, a residential $24,000 solar system will only cost you $8,500 after rebates and tax credits. Solar electric systems are a great way to add value to your home, your family, and our environment. Call SolSource at 303-297-1874. That's 303-297-1874. Or log on to SolSourceInc.com.
Speak out and stay informed as the democratic process continues with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy?
For freedom.
Freedom of religion.
What America stands for.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy? For honor.
Everybody. And watch out for everybody.
Freedom to vote.
Democracy.
Freedom to go outside and play with my kids.
I joined the Navy to serve my country.
Every freedom that we have.
The right to raise our kids in peace.
My little brother.
My wife.
My kids.
Our children's children.
The United States Navy.
It's not for ourselves alone that we serve.
This is Hollywood Jim, host of Spirituality, Common Sense, and the Ability to Kill 99.9% of all household germs. Join me this Sunday morning at 10 on AM 760 for Spirituality and Common Sense. That's this Sunday morning at 10 on AM 760.
7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We got a lot of focus here on the New Hampshire primary, and we'll have complete coverage for you tonight. Polls close at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Well, consumers vote every single day. We vote with our dollars. And a lot of people vote for Rockies Autos. As a matter of fact, Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. Whatever it is that you're on the market for, chances are Rockies can cover it. Now, gas prices are rumored to be going up. So you can go to Rockies and you can get you a gas zipper. Volkswagen, a Saab, a Honda, a Toyota, a Nissan. Dodge, Ford, Chevy. If you need a truck for work, for your business, Rockies has got it. And if you need a 4x4 or front wheel or all-wheel drive, Rockies has got you covered there, too. All these vehicles are winterized and ready to go. Kevin there in the shop just does a tremendous, tremendous job, works really hard, and the crew around him works really hard. But that kind of summarizes everybody at Rockies. They really, really work hard. So get out there, numerous ways to finance. Get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear. I really, you know, I could do a whole 60 seconds on Tom and Marv. I really could. They're just great people. And Spanky Herrera and everybody else at Rockies. Rockies Autos open tonight until 8. That's Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Smartphones, hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans, carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst, notionologist, global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass, the Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future, any future.
EcoCities, nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Businessweek and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
After 8 o'clock, he'll be on the air tonight. We'll talk to him and get a preview of what he's going to do and what he thinks. I'm talking about the one and only Mario Solis-Marich. And we'll talk to him, and we got a lot more having to do with New Hampshire. And also, we'll take a look at the media's coverage of all of this. It's all coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stay right where you are. Well, if you're in your car, I mean, stay close to your radio.
What issues are important to you?
How many more American kids have to die for a gallon of gas?
I don't want to be told what religion I should practice, and I don't want people making decisions about my body.
I want smarter gun control.
That's why I listen to...
Why I listen to AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
When you drive a Lexus, how does the world perceive you? As successful? Undoubtedly. As discerning? Certainly. But if it's true that you are what you drive, then surely the owner of a Lexus certified pre-owned vehicle is perceived as both flexible and understanding. After all, there is no program today as flexible and understanding as our 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. You see, for the first time, you can extend it up to 6 years from your date of purchase or 125,000 total vehicle miles, or anything in between, depending on your needs. And since it's Lexus-backed, you receive even better protection than most new car buyers. Not that you may need it, since we hand-select each vehicle and put it through an exhaustive inspection process. Standards like these place every Lexus-certified pre-owned vehicle in a class of its own, and mean that it is perceived as one of the best automobiles in the world. For details on our extended protection, see Coney Lexus, Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, and Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, or visit LexusCPO.com.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedefani. The voters are going to the polls in New Hampshire now, and the politicians are hot on their heels.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm Mitt Romney.
Michelle Obama was out early, too.
I am so proud of my husband. He's pretty awesome.
Obama's a heavy favorite to win the first-in-the-nation Democratic primary. John McCain hopes to beat out Mitt Romney on the Republican side.
I am your candidate, and I will bring about change.
I'm Barry Bagnetto in Portsmouth. Independents will likely determine who wins and who loses here. After all, they're this state's largest voting bloc. Judy Witten of Kingston has been looking for someone positive.
I think they should run on their own campaign, what they believe in, and not try to criticize.
She goes to the polls uncertain who fits that description and not even sure which party primary she'll vote in.
I'm Dan Revive in New Hampshire. Barack Obama's hoping that young people who usually don't bother to vote will be motivated this time to vote for him.
Make history together.
Hillary Clinton had her final rally in Manchester, ending it last night by hugging her daughter Chelsea, then her husband, the former president. She said she'll work hard until the polls close tonight, adding, I need your vote.
The Wall Street Journal says some Clinton insiders are urging her to drop out if she loses badly in New Hampshire, but CBS News chief political correspondent Jeff Greenfield tells us losing New Hampshire isn't always the end of the world.
History tells us that a lot of people who wound up the nominee of their parties didn't win the New Hampshire primary. In fact, the last two presidents both lost the New Hampshire primary.
On the Weather Watch, the nation's midsection could be in for more bumpy weather today. Spring-like storms and tornadoes yesterday claimed two lives and demolished dozens of homes in five states. Overseas, American and Iraqi forces have started a new nationwide push against terrorist strongholds. Extreme stress and your heart. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
A study in the Archives of General Psychiatry says that up to 3 years after watching the attacks on TV, American viewers who felt traumatized by the experience were reporting higher rates of heart disease. But some experts call the findings problematical because people who report their own medical problems may exaggerate them.
It's official. The Washington Redskins say head coach and team president Joe Gibbs has resigned. Gibbs will stay on as a special advisor. The writers' strike has forced NBC to replace Sunday night's Golden Globe Award show with a press conference-style show announcing the winners. George Clooney and other big-name stars had said they wouldn't cross a picket line to be on the show.
Big hope is that all these guys get in a room and start to solve this.
The ink on his divorce papers is hardly dry, but French President Nicolas Sarkozy may be hearing wedding bells. Sarkozy told a Paris press conference his relationship with model-turned-folk singer Carla Bruni is serious. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is up 51 points. The NASDAQ composite is ahead 16. This is CBS News.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they could save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Running low on ink? Office Depot can take care of you. We guarantee to be in stock on top brands of ink you need to keep printing. And Office Depot guarantees you low prices on ink, so you never have to worry about paying too much. Plus, use your Office Depot WorkLife Rewards card and get 10% back in rewards. Office Depot, taking care of business. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Excludes HP.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. State Attorney General John Souther says, yeah, he thinks ticket brokers use computer systems to snap up Rockies World Series tickets and tickets to the Hannah Montana concert. Souther is backing a bill in the legislature that would make it a misdemeanor crime to use software systems to circumvent the rules that usually limit ticket sales to 4 per customer. A Saudi Arabian man now being held at the Jefferson County Jail after being arrested at DIA on suspicion of internet luring of a child. Prosecutors say 23-year-old Majid Al-Khwar Arshi contacted an undercover investigator posing as a teen and asked for sex. The families of a gunman and the two teenage sisters killed last month at the New Life Church have met and exchanged hugs. New Life pastor Brady Boyd says last Thursday Matthew Murray's family met with David and Marie Works. They're the parents of 18-year-old Stephanie and 16-year-old Rachel Works, who were killed. In sports, hockey tonight, the Avs in Detroit to face the Red Wings. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell, and now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's getting busy on the west side with an accident on C-470 at Bowles. Then again on 93 north of Golden, a couple different crashes causing problems. Slow speeds as you're heading north out of I-25, coming out of Castle Rock all the way into the tech center. There was an earlier wreck contributing to this near 470. Eastbound 6th Avenue, sluggish as you make your way out of Lakewood, as is I-25 under the bridges, especially on the southbound side. In the mountains, Loveland Pass remains closed due to bad weather. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today and try Sonic's Steak, Bacon, and Egg Burrito, a complete steak and egg breakfast with bacon and cheese wrapped in a warm tortilla. Remember, you can get anything on Sonic's menu starting at 6 a.m. It's not just good. It's Sonic good.
Oh, Billy's home with a bad mucus.
I feel a mucus coming on myself.
I heard there was a mucus going around.
Robitussin knows you don't catch a mucus. You catch a cold, which can come with coughing and other symptoms like congestion, a stuffy nose, or a scratchy throat. So why do some medicines act like mucus is your only symptom? Robitussin has customized formulas to relieve whatever comes with your cold, even mucus.
Gesundheit.
Robitussin has formulas to relieve all your cough and cold symptoms, even mucus. Use as directed.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your cement mixer of controversial conversation for mature consenting adults. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good to have you along. High today 39. Sunny, be careful out there. There's slippery patches. All right, we've had him on the show before, and he's one of my favorite people, Mario Solis Marich. He's going to be covering tonight's results live here on AM 760 from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., and we'll get his take on the New Hampshire primaries. Mario, by the way, hosts his own show on Progressive Talk AM 1150 in Los Angeles. Mario has served as a political campaign consultant and public affairs and communications advocate for over 14 years. You can go to his website at gotomario.com, and let's get him on here. Hey, Mario, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, Jay. I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in. All right, the last time we talked...
It was a whole different race.
Yeah, it was a different ball game.
It seems like a year ago, and it was just a few days ago.
Yeah, and now all of the polls indicate that Obama is going to do it again.
Oh, absolutely. He'll do it. This is what I think. I think he's going to do it again tonight. He's going to go forward. He'll do it in Nevada. And the only thing that the Clinton campaign is really betting on right now is going to be, you know, what happens on Super Tuesday. I mean, the national polls are all, you know, that were just released in the last 48 hours show that both Hillary and Obama are neck and neck in the national polls now. Of course, she had an outstanding lead for, you know, 6, 7, 8 months. What they're telling me is that they always knew those, you know, that lead would eventually evaporate. I'm not sure they knew it would happen, you know, that dramatically or that quickly. But, you know, we're really looking at a big night tonight, and we're looking at, you know, at a big Super Tuesday.
You've been a campaign consultant. I mean, you've worked on campaigns before. If you were sitting there in the Hillary Clinton camp, what would you advise her and them to do?
I would advise them to quit pretending that they could even play in anywhere else but Super Tuesday. I think that the longer that she, you know, toughs it out and shows up in these states, which they're pretty sure they're going to lose, the more bad press she's going to get. I think that, you know, that this is kind of one of those moments of truth where they could come to the American people and say, hey, look it, we're not going to win these states, but our states are in, you know, are going to happen on Super Tuesday, and we've decided to reorganize, and we're going to be in your city, and, you know, and we are going to be coming by, and we're going to be visiting you, because if you want to get us elected, you have to do it on February 5th.
Okay, so in other words, you would advise her to take the Rudy Giuliani strategy.
Absolutely. I think there was, if you remember, Jay, early on in the campaign, you know, there was a memo that was leaked out of the Clinton campaign where her top advisors were telling her not to play in Iowa because it could be devastating. And, of course, when that happened, the folks in Iowa, who both you and I know love being the center of attention, you know, they went ballistic that she would skip them. So, you know, but so she basically caved to them. And I think that obviously, you know, that was a big mistake. I mean, you know, a number of candidates over the years have not participated in some of the early primary states. She could have pointed to that and said, hey, the people in Iowa, you know, don't agree with the goals for my campaign, but that doesn't discount, you know, the other 49 states. And move forward. She succumbed to pressure, and I have to believe that internally they must regret that. But the facts are the facts. I mean, she's not going to win tonight. Nevada looks extremely iffy, and where she's really strong is in those states that are clustered on February 5th. And if she wanted to do something bold and dramatic, she could come to the American people and say, look it, you know, this is what we got to do. And when you're a leader, you look at a strategy, you readjust, not like our current leader who sticks to a failed strategy no matter what.
What about John Edwards?
Well, you know, John has done a remarkable job, you know, has done a great job with the money that he was able to raise. I think he made a strategic mistake in taking matching funds, you know, going with the public financing route, because although it saved him money in the short run, it limits the amount of money he could spend overall. And I can't help but believe, Jay, that he's kicking himself right now, because this is, you know, with kind of the way this race is rolled out, he certainly has the personal funds to write himself a $25 million check. But he took, you know, he agreed to spending limits, so he can't do that. And, you know, at this point, he could have done that and, you know, and perhaps given Obama a run for his money, as the Clinton folks, you know, unsure of her success, but not necessarily completely sold on Obama, are looking for a place to go.
See, I really like John Edwards.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I really, really like him a lot. I think his campaign is amazing, Jay, but I was I have to tell you, for the first time yesterday, I was disappointed in him. I was really disappointed in the way that he reacted to the Hillary choke up, and I thought that it was beneath him. Other than that moment, I think he's run a stellar campaign that's really spoken to, you know, it was kind of prophetic, because he was talking about economic issues and what was happening with the middle class before those chickens came home to roost. Obviously, when he was talking about it, everybody was saying, no, this race is going to be all about Iraq. Well, it turns out that, you know, this race is going to be about the economy. And in the middle of this, of the general campaign, you know, season and the height of it, people are going to know that this country is in a recession.
8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mario Solis-Marich, who will be on tonight between 6 and 9, covering this very thing, which is the New Hampshire primary. I like Edwards. I don't particularly like Hillary.
Right. In other words, you're talking about the likability factor.
And I like Obama, but let me tell you something. I think that the biggest mistake being made here is that Hillary Clinton and John Edwards didn't read the room. And for whatever the reason is, either he could read the room himself, or he decided that this was the agenda that he was going to take come hell or high water, or somebody advised him about this agenda. He read the room, or somebody there read the room, and Obama's message clicks, and Hillary and Edwards' message does not. What do you think about that idea?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I guess the you know, beyond that, I can't, you know, it's hard to figure out, you know, did Obama, you know, read the room, or has Obama been incredibly successful at creating a room? You know, there's kind of a difference there. I think Edwards kind of foretold the future. Once again, you know, economic issues have now supplanted Iraq as the number one issues in the voters' minds in the United States. Somehow, whether through passion or vision, Edwards, you know, predicted that. But he's not in a place now to take advantage of it. I think what Obama really figured out or really understood is that this country, on both sides, by the way, you know, on the right and the left, is extremely unhappy with the status quo. And Obama, you know, both in message and physically, represents change. And if you notice that, you know, I don't know about you, Jay, because you've been watching politics, you know, for a long time as well. Have you ever seen a campaign where people like Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich, you know, are getting, you know, as much excitement, obviously not enough to propel them forward, but as much excitement as they're getting? I mean, you're seeing a lot of unrest, you know, throughout the country on both sides of the aisle. And what Barack has been able to do is speak to that and say everybody needs to come together to create change. And it's resonating all over the place.
Well, I think Ron Paul, Kucinich, and John Edwards, to a certain degree, are subject to a news blackout in that you don't hear a lot about them. But Ron Paul is definitely touching a nerve and is definitely generating not only money but also enthusiasm. And I don't know if you saw this, and I don't know how many folks listening here this morning saw this, but did you see the mob of Ron Paul supporters who chased Sean Hannity into that building, yelling, "Sean, you suck, and go home and get out of here"?
Yeah, they were. I love it. They were screaming, "Fox News sucks."
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, there's a group of people right there who are discontent. And over on the
Republican, yeah. If you put pitchforks in their hands, he would have been in trouble.
Exactly. So on the other side, looking at the Republican side, there's not much discussion about Ron Paul, but I think Ron Paul may show up better than most people think.
Let me tell you this already. He's showing up better than anybody thought, number one, you know, and he's definitely showing up. But that's what I'm speaking to, the unrest on the right. One of my favorites, talking about this video that people could YouTube, right? But where these Ron Paul supporters are going after Sean Hannity. And one of my favorite, you know, one of the, you know, because they're shouting at him, somebody shouts at him, "We're not going to be fooled anymore, or we're not going to fall for this anymore." And I'm hoping that, you know, that you know, people with integrity, you know, on the right that have been listening to kind of this false information from Fox News are kind of, you know, taking this opportunity to wake up and understand that they have basically been played. I mean, you have a lot of good, you know, well-intentioned conservatives in this country who've basically been used and fooled by, you know, by the top one, you know, by people in the top 1% of the country to feather their own nest. And I think that, you know, as economic uncertainty in the country grows, you know, people are waking up to the fact that maybe this wasn't a good deal. Maybe giving, you know, the top 1% a ton of money doesn't really trickle down.
Well, you know as well as I do, it never has. All right, hang on here a second.
Okay.
And we'll explore the Republican side of this a little bit more. On the line with us is Mario Solis Marich, and he's going to be on the air tonight between 6 and 9, where we'll get his take on the New Hampshire primaries. Mario, one of my all-time... See, that's what I love about doing this show. You know why? Because I book on all my favorite people. And you know what? All the people I don't like, I don't put them on. And so I just can't get enough of Mario.
That's the best thing about having your own show, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah. I mean, Mario's just the best. He and Rich Masters are the best two people to put on this subject. 818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John rolls traffic.
We're now having our problems on I-25 northbound that'll slow you down from Castle Rock all the way to downtown Denver. An earlier accident at C-470 has folks jammed all the way down to Founders Parkway. That's in Castle Rock. And once you break free of that, you'll run into another accident at I-225 and northbound 25, and then another one at Yale. New incident at Bowles on westbound C-470 that has the left lane blocked. I-225 southbound at a crawl as you near the tech center due to an accident at Tamarack Parkway. At Highway 93 and Golden Gate Road, we're having several accidents, and backups are southbound on 93 for about five.
Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK. Tired of your glasses, but your eye shy? In other words, you don't want anybody to touch your eyes? Well, I was that way, too, until I ran into Dr. Anderson at Icon LASIK. Icon LASIK got the job done for me. They were thorough. They were careful. And most of all, I was shocked at how easy it was and how great I can see. Call them for your free consultation, 303-954-4321. Or check them out on the internet, icondenver.com.
A Denver-based solar company. Listen, a residential $24,000 solar system will only cost you $8,500 after rebates and tax credits. Solar electric systems are a great way to add value to your home, your family, and our environment. Call SolSource at 303-297-1874. That's 303-297-1874. Or log on to SolSourceInc.com.
8:20, 20 minutes after 8. Good morning, Jay Marvin here. Nice to have you along. Homeowners, the mortgage store is bringing back one of their best programs ever offered. They're reintroducing their most popular program of all time. They're going to combine their 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with their exclusive 6-month payment freedom plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at astronomical highs. Consolidate your bills into one new low payment and get 6 months of payment freedom. The mortgage store underwrites their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR is not going to last long, so don't wait. Call now, 303-423-7171. Eliminate the stress of rising payments. Call now, 303-423-7171. Don't ruin your credit with bankruptcy or so-called credit counseling. Call 303-423-7171. They're open evenings until 8. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
The Lumber Guy is Denver's largest surplus building material dealer. Windows, doors, trim, composite decking, retaining wall blocks, and so much more. You'll save 20 to 50% and sometimes more over the other stores. To find the Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50th, east on 50th for half a block. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to the Lumber Guy's brand new website at thelumberguy.net.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy?
For freedom.
Freedom of religion.
What America stands for.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy? For honor.
Everybody. And watch out for everybody.
Freedom to vote.
Democracy.
Freedom to go outside and play with my kids.
I joined the Navy to serve my country.
Every freedom that we have.
The right to raise our kids in peace.
My little brother.
My wife.
My kids.
Our children's children.
The United States Navy.
It's not for ourselves alone that we serve.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman Program, I'll be on Radio Row from the New Hampshire primaries. Carl Bernstein will be here about the elections coming up. Mark Morano and I will be shaking it up on global warming. Gerald Celente is dropping by about the 2008 trends and predictions. And former GOP operative Alan Raymond on how to rig an election. Confessions of a Republican operative. That and the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
23, 23 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Combative and caring, J. Marvin Sunny, high today, 39. And we've got Mario Solis Marich on the phone. He'll be on tonight between 6 and 9, and we'll give you his take on the New Hampshire primaries. And we'll cover the whole thing for you. That's if I don't suck all the information out of him before 9 o'clock, or before 6 o'clock, rather, ever gets here. All right, let's look.
By the way, were you, you know, I did this the other night, right, for Iowa, and we started the show at 7, and CBS called the race at 7:15.
But, so I was but this is, you know, that's not going to be the case here because
right.
because the polls there don't, I mean, they don't close till 8 o'clock.
Right, and plus I'm starting at 6. I think you know, so we have a little bit more time to speculate before the hammer comes down.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. All right, on the Republican side, the media seems just hell-bent on having McCain win. He's up in the polls.
Oh, yeah.
Mitt Romney has spent a ton of bread and is getting nothing for it. And Mike Huckabee has virtually very little support because there's no evangelical element there. And we were talking about Ron Paul making a dent, and Giuliani's not involved. So how do you see that race coming out?
Well, I mean, obviously this is going to be, you know, McCain's big night. He's going to be the comeback kid, you know, probably the most elderly comeback kid in history, but definitely the comeback kid. And he'll try to create, you know, the right version of the Obama phenomenon as he tries to parlay this into like a, you know, into future races. But he's got some trouble down the line. I mean, Huckabee, you know, in the states that are, you know, coming up, Huckabee, there are, you know, that evangelical base, and they have definitely made their decision between Romney and Huckabee. You know, surprise, surprise, they went with Huckabee. And, you know, those $50, $100 checks from that base, they add up. And, you know, nobody walks precincts like they do. Nobody, you know, makes the phone calls like they do. And all those things are really going to make a difference. But, you know, but John McCain can't be counted out. And I think when it comes down to it, they're both of those guys are going to be, you know, tough candidates for Obama or for, you know, or if Hillary pulls it out for Hillary or for Edwards. These are both people that have found a way to talk to the center, you know. And, you know, even though obviously, you know, with McCain, he's the fourth most conservative senator in the U.S. Senate. And with Huckabee, obviously, this is a guy that thinks that AIDS can be, you know, transmitted, you know, by sitting next to somebody. So these are obviously not mainstream people.
Yeah, I mean,
they certainly know the language.
Yeah, I wanted to point that out. I see them as carrying, like, a lot of baggage. First of all, McCain on Meet the Press makes an incredible statement about, well, the WMDs didn't matter, and I don't care if we stay in Iraq for 100 years.
Right.
I mean, the public is not in tune with that. And then you got Huckabee, who, I mean, could you see a presidential debate where, well, unless Obama brings it up, I don't think it would be brought up because I don't think the media's got the ranch eggs to do this. But could you see Obama turning to Huckabee and saying, by the way, how old do you think the Earth is? And he answers, 6,000 years. And people go like, what? You know, what? I mean, he's got all of this, like, weird stuff in his...
Well, people a lot of people will say what, but a lot of people will say, oh, my God, I'm glad he's telling the truth. You know what I mean?
But wait a minute. How many people do you think in this country believe... Okay, how many people in this country do you think believe evolution versus creationism?
Well, that's a very good point. I think at the end of the day, obviously, you know, Obama or Hillary or Edwards are going to have the clear advantage in that debate, you know, when it comes up. Because even if Obama weren't to bring it up, obviously the blogosphere or you would bring it up or I would bring it up, right? It would definitely come up. But at the same time, there's other messages that he's been able to turn to. I mean, I don't think you could count him out. The one thing about Huckabee that was really, really true in Arkansas was that he basically tooled all on his own some very, very middle-of-the-road language for right-wing evangelicals. And he has a few compassionate policies behind him to back that up. And so it's not going in the house of mirrors that is the mainstream media. It's going to be very, very, there's going to be a lot of places for him to hide. And I think that, I think that McCain has done it over the years. I mean, if you ask most people in the country, they'll tell you that McCain's a moderate. And very few people have actually looked at his voting record and know that he's basically, except on a couple of high visibility issues, is basically a lockstep Republican.
Well, he's tied himself to Bush's Iraq war. And I'm not counting out either of those two. I mean, if I had to predict,
yep,
I would say that Giuliani won't make it and that Mitt won't make it, Willard won't make it, that it'll be between Huckabee and McCain, but it just seems to me that either one of them would be really, really, I mean, it'd be easy to pick both of them apart, and I've seen Obama campaign before. I mean, I've seen him, and I think I mentioned this last time, I've seen him debate. I've seen him conduct himself in public, and once he gets up and going and oiled and starts doing his thing, it's awful, awful hard to beat back his message, his optimism message, even when he wasn't using that optimism message against Alan Keyes. He still got this kind of optimistic, charismatic kind of draw to him. Huckabee has the same thing, but still.
No,
I
agree they're beatable. I just think it's tougher than we realize right now. And obviously it's not, this is the time to, for the respective parties to pick their, to pick their champion. And so I certainly don't want to pick theirs, but I think that one of those two ends up being the nominee, and I think that they're both formidable. The other thing that we have to keep in mind is that, and this is just kind of fate the way this worked out, but in a number of states, including Colorado, we're going to have a big debate about affirmative action. While this election moves forward. And so that's going to ignite some passions as well.
Also, illegal immigration.
Yeah, I think that that conversation will continue. But I think, if it's McCain or Huckabee, they're not going to want to go there. I mean, they both have, they both have what the right sees as vulnerabilities in that area, and so that's a conversation that they're going to want to steer away from. But what we're definitely seeing is these, in a number of states, these initiatives, against affirmative action, and that's also going to have a dynamic in the race, and that's kind of the next layer of analysis, but the next phase, in this campaign.
Yeah, I think that's going to be in there too. The thing that gets me, though, if Huckabee is the nominee, and he's going to have to deal with all of these questions,
right?
Based on his previous answers to things, he acts at times like nobody's home.
Right.
I mean, he gives answers that are not like he doesn't understand.
He doesn't. You know what? And at first I thought it was an act, I'm a good old boy act, and then I realized that it wasn't an act, and I thought, well, maybe he's just a little slow under pressure, but I actually think there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's like Fred Thompson. Like, Fred Thompson is like, goodbye, Fred. I mean, give us a break. Nobody calls Russia the Soviet Union. that's one of those examples, right?
Right,
Or Huckabee. Was it Huckabee or was it Giuliani or was it Thompson who knew nothing about the whole deal in Florida there with
Oh, yeah.
With I can't think of her name now.
Yeah, Terry Schiavo.
Terry Schiavo. Like, one of them said, well, I don't know anything about that. Well, what do you mean you didn't know anything about that?
Can you believe that? I mean, that was, I believe that was Huckabee.
Yeah, I think it was, and he didn't know anything about it. Well, where have you been?
Yeah, he absolutely missed that news cycle. He seems to miss a lot of news cycles.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he's doing. But you know what? I'm going to send him a note and have him to be sure to, like, stream your show in the morning. Because he could really use the information that you provide each and every day. He seems to be about two days behind you consistently, Jay.
Well, thanks for the compliment, but can you see him stand? All right, let's say he becomes the nominee. Could you see him standing up and having one of these so-called debates and Tim Russert or somebody asks him about this stuff and he goes, what answer is he going to give?
He
can't get up. He can't stand up there and go, well, I don't remember that conversation. Please refresh. You know,
please refresh my memory. Well, he's got to do a better job of changing the subject too, because he does get this deer caught in the headlights look in his face that might be charming if you're running for governor of Arkansas, but it's scary if you want to be the leader of the free world.
Yeah, it's extremely, extremely, extremely. Scary. All right, Mario, we'll listen to you tonight starting at 6. And, gee, we ought to just make you a regular feature of the program.
Oh, Jay, I would love that.
You know, because you and I just, I don't know, man. I just have more fun.
Yeah, and you know what? And it might give me an excuse once in a while to get a tax write-off to go to Colorado.
Yeah, we could do this. Well, listen, let me tell you something.
Expensive.
Well, let me tell you something. We have a huge, and I mean it's going to be nasty, and huge senatorial race coming up here.
Oh, I know. I love it.
Yeah, so, you know.
Hey, we can't forget you have the convention.
Well, you'll come for that, won't you?
Absolutely, man.
And we'll be going through the security system and hanging out and trying to get our interviews and being turned down.
Oh, yeah, and I could go.
Which is what they do. They go, where are you from? Sorry, the senator doesn't have time.
Oh, man, believe me, you being in Denver, they're gonna eat you up. Plus, we could go to that steakhouse that I want to go back to. The one that's in a bank vault or something. I always forget the name of that place.
Yeah, I keep forgetting it, too. You keep bringing it up, and I keep forgetting it. But I'll take you lots of good. You know what? Look, here's the thing. Here's what we can do.
Okay.
You come to visit. We'll skip all the convention crap. We'll go have a good time, and then we'll just get on the air every single day and dummy up and pretend that we were there.
That's good. Then we'll
right?
do that. And we'll get John Turk to create some background noise for us.
Yeah, we'll just dummy up and pretend we're there when we're not really there. And listen, if Mike Huckabee can get away with a national campaign doing it, why can't you and I?
Exactly. Good point, Jay.
All right, Mario, talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, man. There's Mario Solis Marich, who is, he's just a great guy. He's on tonight at 6 with coverage of the New Hampshire. 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk has coverage of traffic.
Jay, a real nasty drive so far this morning. Folks still trying to make their way north on I-25 after accidents at C-470, I-225, and now Yale. That's going to affect you all the way through the bridges. In the tech center, we're working crashes at southbound 225 in Tamarack and a new one at Dry Creek just west of I-25. That is off the highway on Dry Creek. Still suffering from effects of an earlier accident westbound C-470 at Bowles. Speeds are in the single digits and teens all the way to Morrison Road. Their 5-mile backup southbound highway. Highway 93 north of Golden due to several accidents at Golden Gate Canyon Road. In the high country, Loveland Pass remains closed. And just getting word of this, southbound 285, this is both eastbound and westbound, 285 closed from Fairplay to Kenosha Pass. They have some adverse weather conditions there. So again, 285 closed from Fairplay and over Kenosha Pass, both directions. Weather today, 38 degrees is what they're calling for the high. Sunny skies, even warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-40s. Right now it's 26 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2008 Lexus RX with 14 actively safe features, continuing the pursuit of perfection.
Professional Bull Riding is coming to Denver this month. Catch the action and excitement of the Professional Bull Riders Denver Shootout, January 14th.
The Lumber Guy is Denver's largest surplus building material dealer. Windows, doors, trim, composite decking, retaining wall blocks, and so much more. You'll save 20 to 50% and sometimes more over the other stores. To find the Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50th, east on 50th for half a block. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to the Lumber Guy's brand new website at thelumberguy.net.
There once was a time when quality craftsmanship mattered, built upon pride, traditions, and most importantly, customer service. I set high expectations, and these characteristics are the foundation of my home repair and remodeling company. All CPR technicians are skilled craftsmen who take immense pride in the quality and integrity of their work. Call us, 303-861-4868. CPR technicians, caring for your property's renovation needs. 861-4868.
I tried a number of diets, and they were ineffective. And I thought I'd give this a shot. I was able to immediately change my eating habits. I've lost 42 pounds.
That's Jim Ferrini talking about his personal success thanks to the John Morgan Hypnotherapy Method. Like you, Jim knows that diets just don't work.
Your brain eventually overrules you and you go back to your old weight or even gain more weight. That had been the pattern in my life for the last 15 years.
John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien Wednesday, January 23rd at the Holiday Inn Lakewood, Hamden at Wadsworth. Smoking cessation is at 6 p.m., weight loss at 8 p.m. Call 800-735-6907 or visit johnmorganseminars.com. Sessions are affordable at $59.95.
People aren't even recognizing me in some cases. People are asking me, how did I do this?
Call today, 800-735-6907. And just like Jim Ferrini, world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien will put fire in your desire to quit smoking forever or lose weight and keep it off.
I feel fantastic, and I couldn't be happier.
800-735-6907 or visit johnmorganseminars.com.
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Hey, 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, working your whoopers and tweeters here. High today, 39, sunny. And if you want to talk about New Hampshire, we've had a lot of guests here this morning and very little time to talk. You can do it now at 303-713-7600. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Media Matters senior fellow Paul Waldman. I'm going to ask him about this latest man crush phase about Giuliani. And then at 9:20. We're going to talk to Katrina Vandehoevel, who is the nation's editor and has published a couple of good books, and she's really a smart person. You see her on MSNBC and CNN. And notice how I didn't say she was a smart woman. I said she was a smart person. I'm trying to avoid being sexist. And I also get the feeling, and you can call me at 303-713-7600 if you think I'm wrong about this. I also get the feeling that those of you who support Hillary Clinton, that you feel like what we're doing here this morning in speculating about the New Hampshire primary is that we're spending a lot of time beating her up. And I don't think that's, you know, we're trying. I hope that you're not getting that perception because that's not the case. It's not the case at all. I think most of us marvel at the fact that it always gets me, at least to me personally. When somebody can read the room and do such a good job at it, and Obama's people just have done, and Obama has just done a really good job of reading the room, or the other side of it is, he's just the right person at the right place at the right time. What do they call that? Synchronicity? He's got that? Because I don't remember when he ran against Alan Keyes in Illinois as a senator. I don't remember his campaign basically being any different, but that was a long time ago. And as far as John Edwards goes, I love John Edwards. And it bothers me that he doesn't get the news coverage he should, because after all, he did well in Iowa, but now seems to be more or less pushed out of the picture. A lot of what he says, to me anyway, rings true regardless of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. And let's not confuse things. I'm not talking about the Republican hierarchy. I'm not talking about the Democratic hierarchy. I'm talking about everyday folks like you and I and your neighbors who are feeling the effects and have a feeling about all of the things in this country that they just have the feeling of frustration. And they're tired of the name-calling and the bitterness and the lack of willing to work together. Because we're talking heads. I mean, I'm a talking head, basically. People on the other radio stations, talking heads. We are part of the public, but in a way we're not part of the public. And there's ratings and there's attention to be garnered by getting on the radio and by doing these things and by ratcheting up the tension. When in reality, and I've asked this question a million times, I mean, how good is this for the country? I don't think it's very good, really. And there's got to be a point where people are going to stop and say, wait a minute, we don't want to hear this anymore. And maybe the fact that people are gravitating to Obama, particularly independents, is because they're tired of this message. They just don't buy it anymore. Maybe you just don't buy it anymore. Maybe that's what it is. And while John Edwards is speaking truth to power, in my opinion, and I really like him, and have contributed money to his campaign, still, maybe what Rich Masters and Mario Solis Merrick said is, maybe it's true. Maybe John Edwards' problem is that he's just too sharp-cornered, that he's just too angry and just too, well, he's forceful. And maybe that's not what people want. Maybe that's not what people want to hear. Maybe what people want to hear now is they want to hear an air of compromise, and they want to hear an air of being able to work things out. And I get these emails from people saying, oh, you're pandering to the middle and blah, blah, and, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And you always get this, you know, challenging your political belief credentials. But I fall into that category of people who I'm tired of all the grinding. Just tired of it. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mary in Denver. Mary, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Did you watch Keith Olbermann last night?
Yep, sure did.
What did you think about what he said about Hillary and kind of indicating or insinuating that she was taking Republican tactics of using Al-Qaeda and all that kind of thing? I thought that was really a stretch.
Oh, about playing the fear card when she was talking about what was going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was a stretch, too. I kind of thought what she was doing is she was just outlining, basically, the things that are at stake and the things that we should be thinking about. And I don't think she was saying, vote for me or die. I mean, the Republicans have done this. I mean, Rudy Giuliani did it flat out. He did it here, I think, in Colorado Springs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have been so overt about it. And I felt like, you know, especially coming from someone who's obviously on the left, to act like, you know, she was in the same league as those guys, I thought was just ridiculous.
I don't think that was a point she... Where I think is I think he misread what she said. I don't think that was a point she was trying to make.
Right, and I also think he misread what she was saying when he made the quote about Lyndon Johnson and Martin Luther King. You know, he made it sound like she was comparing Obama to Martin Luther King and herself to Lyndon Johnson, and I was like, I don't know where you're getting that. That didn't make any sense. All she was saying is that, you know, to really change policy, it takes a president, and, you know, you can have these other advocates out there, which, of course, help to shape public opinion, but it's the president who has to finally put these actions into place, and that's what she plans to do, is I think what she was trying to say.
Yeah, I came away with the same kind of feeling, and the reason I came away with the same kind of feeling that you came away with is because no matter what people say about Lyndon Johnson, and there's a lot of negativity out there over Vietnam about him, and also his early rise to in politics and the wheeling and dealing that he engaged in, and it represents all of the things that a lot of us find to be reprehensible nowadays. He did one thing. He signed the historic Civil Rights Bill, and he said at the time when he signed it that the Democrats would lose the South for years to come. But he put what was best for the nation ahead of what was best for his party, and I think
and I think that's all
she was trying to say.
Right, exactly, and that's why I get discouraged when I hear someone, especially someone on the left like that, I think really striving to put her in a negative light, because I really think the media looks for any little reason to put her in a negative light.
Well, they look for any reason to put anybody in a negative light because that's what they strive for. They strive for controversy, and positive stuff doesn't drive controversy. Negative stuff drives controversy, and they'll do it to everybody.
That's true, but I think she definitely is more of the butt of their attempt to do that than anyone else.
Well, I think she's got a rougher road to go. Yeah, I think so. But I think part of the reason she has a rougher road, though, is I think she brought some of this on herself by running around early and projecting this message that she was the candidate of inevitability and that she was going to get the nomination and that everybody else ought to move out of the way and be scared. And I think that she was giving the wrong message at the wrong time, and now it's blown up on her.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So I think she's invited some of that.
Yeah, I do. I agree with that. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not completely happy with some of the messages that she's been sending out there, but I do think that she does have to put up with a lot more than some of the other candidates from the media.
Yeah, I think she does because of her last name. I think that's basically the truth. Mary, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. 8:50, 50 minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John has got a look at the traffic.
Jay, slick roads making for a real ugly commute today. Still cleaning up a 3-car accident on northbound I-25 there at Yale. Things really tied up there in the bridges going all the way downtown, both directions. We also have heavy traffic on C-470 due to earlier accidents at Morrison Road and Bowles. Getting word on a new crash there, northbound Federal, right at I-70. Also one eastbound I-70 at Brighton Boulevard. In Golden, things real slick on Highway 93 north of Golden Gate Canyon Road. In the high country, 285 Kenosha Pass closed both ways, and Loveland Pass also shut down. Forecast calling for sunny skies today with highs in the mid-30s. Right now it's 29 degrees at DIA. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With the Exide NASCAR Extreme Battery, you can drive with extreme confidence knowing you have long-lasting starting power and the industry's best warranty, including 40 months free replacement and 108 months limited warranty. Exide, the official battery of NASCAR.
Iowa was an upset for Hillary and a hot night for Huckabee. Now the candidates move to a new arena. Will Obama's attraction carry over to New Hampshire? Stay with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, for updates on the New Hampshire primary and the place to talk about the race. Also, check out AM760.net for interviews with the candidates, videos, progressive blogs, podcasts, and more. Speak out and stay informed as the Democratic process continues with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Gene Fuhrer, PC, wants parents to remember, one of the best tools against teenage drinking and driving is communication. Sometimes young adults are unsure of how to handle difficult situations involving their friends, alcohol, and drinking. Your advice can make all the difference. Talk to your teens today about their role in keeping their peers and our communities safe. This is from Gene Fuhrer, PC, certified public accountant in Centennial. Remember, finding the right accountant doesn't cost, it pays. For a free consultation, call 799-0476.
People who can afford to enjoy resorts in fantastic locations sure are lucky. Imagine being able to experience all that excitement, all that fun. Imagine this opportunity of a lifetime, the ultimate vacation. Well, guess what? With one phone call, you can find out how all this can be available to you free with Reservation Services International. Yes, free. Sound too good to be true? Just pick up the phone right now and discover how you can spend up to 6 nights free at a choice of national and even international resort locations. Call Reservation Services International now. 1-800-600-3211. Yes, people who get to stay in beautiful resort locations sure are lucky. And now you can be lucky too, for free. It's only a phone call away. Find out how by calling 1-800-600-3211. That's 1-800-600-3211. 1-800-600-3211.
You couldn't repeat that again, could you? Oh, I'm sorry. 8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Capitalism is a wonderful thing, as long as there is some regulation and control involved in it. It's a wonderful thing because you and I as consumers have the opportunity to go out and to vote for what we think is good, and we do it with our dollars. And automobile stores, car stores, are all over the place, and they're varied. And it's your chance to get out there and check things out and cast your vote and get a good deal. And the best place to get a good deal is at Rocky's Autos. They have a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. Whatever it is you're looking for, basically they've got you covered. And I could take like 90 seconds to run through everything that's there. But let's look at it this way. If you want a luxury vehicle, Rocky's has got it. If you want a family vehicle, Rocky's has got it. If you want something for your job or your business, Rocky's has got it. If you want four-wheel, all-wheel, or front-wheel, Rocky's has got it. As a matter of fact, the selection is so huge, you got to take a golf cart around to take a look at everything. So whatever it is you're considering, I'd ask for your vote. I'd say that you cast your economic vote at Rocky's. Rocky's Autos, see them on the internet, rockysautos.com, or drop by and see them. They're open tonight until 8. Rocky's Autos, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., 63rd and Federal.
Welcome back to Family Connection. We're talking with family expert Susan Langdon, who says that there's now a way to send email and photos to loved ones who don't have a computer.
That's right. It's called Presto Service with the HP Printing Mailbox.
This is great because my folks don't want to use a computer.
That's why this is so perfect. They just plug it into their regular phone line.
That's it?
That's it. And then you and your kids can send them email and color photos that print out automatically. They don't have to do a thing.
Wow, that's real family connection. They'll love that.
And there's no more running to the photo store or the post office either.
I love that.
And right now, you can get free information about Presto. Even the call is free.
I'm calling.
Your folks will love it.
My folks, my kids, me, my brother, everybody will love it. Thanks, Susan. Okay, folks, the number for that free information about Presto is 1-800-400-8207. 1-800-400-8207. That's 1-800-400-8207.
56 minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, sunny, 39, J. Marvin.
Well, come on, let's go.
Los Lobos. We'll send that out to Mario Solis Marriage, because he's from Los Angeles, and they're an L.A. band. Okay. You know, we had a caller here who didn't hang on, who was going to talk about Obama's being raised as a Muslim versus Huckabee's Christianity. And Barack Obama was not raised as a Muslim. He was raised as a Christian. His father was Muslim. But he did not go to a madrasa school. He went to a school in Indonesia that was operated by the Dutch. that had religion classes, both Christianity and Islam, but was not a madrasa school. And this whole misconception about Barack Obama is being spread by people who basically are dupes, who are fools. And Mary just forwarded me an email, and I've had others of you talk about this, and we'll talk about it today if we get time. If not, I'll do it tomorrow. About, oh, we shouldn't elect Barack Obama because he's a Muslim and blah, blah, blah. You know what? So what if he was a Muslim? So what? Jeez, get over your prejudice, people. So what if he was a Muslim? Not every Muslim is an extremist, just like not every Christian is an extremist. Man, I'm telling you, this bias makes me, and this prejudice makes me sick.
What issues are important to you?
I want the healthcare system fixed.
I want border security, not border hysteria.
In 2008, I want a president who understands the Bill of Rights.
I want elected officials who listen to me.
And that's why I listen
to AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Smartphones. Hybrid cars. Fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans. Carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst. Notionologist. Global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass. The Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Business Week and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live in Bedford, New Hampshire, where the first primary in the nation is underway and all indications are turnout is heavy in a race for the White House that has been turned on its head. Barack Obama has catapulted his win in Iowa to become the front runner over Hillary Clinton and held a last-minute rally this morning.
We will not just win an election, but you and I together, we will transform the world. Thank you, Dartmouth. Let's go vote.
On the Republican side, John McCain, whose independent streak appeals here, is considered the leader over Mitt Romney. Iowa winner Mike Huckabee's hoping for third as he greeted voters in Manchester.
Thank you for coming out today.
Yeah, we're
I like this time.
The weather is spectacular. It could be 60 degrees today, and voter enthusiasm is high.
This is Howard Arenstein at the Merrimack Restaurant in Manchester, New Hampshire. The tables are filled with people who are eating eggs and drinking coffee and talking about who they're going to vote for or who they already voted for here in the New Hampshire primary. And if you walk out the door, out on the street, there are people, supporters of different candidates, Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, standing with signs. It's primary day, sunny, nice and warm. A big voter turnout is expected.
Two small hamlets in the far north counted their votes at midnight, with Obama and McCain winning there. If polls are right, it will be an omen. I'm Bob Fuss, live in Bedford, New Hampshire. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
Well, the latest in a long line of family members to lead Pakistan says he will be ready when the time comes to take his place.
I really want to see democracy in Pakistan now because we've lost our best hope, but we haven't lost our only hope.
Sounding much older than his 19 years, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari insisted he'll concentrate now on his studies, but he's keenly aware of the political crisis facing the country in the wake of his mother's assassination.
I fear for my country. I fear that if free and fair elections are not held, it may disintegrate.
He also criticized the U.S. support of President Pervez Musharraf in remarks closely followed here and carried live on many TV stations. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Islamabad.
In the continuing dispute over Kenya's presidential election, opposition leader Raila Odinga has rejected an invitation to meet with President Kibaki on Friday. Friday as public relations gimmickry, in his words. Odinga says he will take part in the meeting only if it is part of international mediation efforts. More than 500 people have been killed in the wake of the balloting, which critics say was rigged by Kibaki. It's not health news that exercise is good for people. Ditto moderate amounts of alcohol. Now comes a study that shows they're even better together. Reporter Vicky Barker is on the CBS Health Watch.
The 20-year Danish study found the people least likely to die of heart disease and other causes are those who exercise and drink moderate amounts of alcohol. Those who exercise and don't drink are more likely to die of heart disease, and people who don't drink or exercise run the highest risk.
Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 20 points. This is CBS News.
Homeowners, is your adjustable rate mortgage scheduled to go up? Or even worse, has it started climbing already? Are you paying more than 6.5% on a fixed-rate mortgage? If so, you need to act now, because waiting can really cost you. In just minutes on the phone, you can get a free mortgage evaluation from Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Quicken Loans is the easiest way to get a home loan. It's fast. You could have a check in as little as 15 days. It's convenient, with less paperwork and a closing right in your home. It's easy. Call now for fixed rates around 5.99%, APR 6.22%. You could save thousands with a rate around 5.99%, and our exclusive process makes saving money easier than ever. Call Quicken Loans for your fixed rate around 5.99% with no prepayment penalty. Call 800-670-3611. That's 800-670-3611. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-670-3611.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's governor talking about security at the Democratic National Convention. Ritter says the Department of Public Safety and Colorado's Office of Homeland Security will help the Secret Service. As for protesters, he's taking a pretty hard line.
We'll make every effort to give people the opportunity to exercise their voice and to demonstrate, but we'll not tolerate guerrilla theater. We won't tolerate acts of violence.
Ritter says as the host governor of the convention, he will not be endorsing any candidate. Colorado needs to do more when it comes to job growth. A new report from the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation says the state has done little to improve its competitive position for job growth. That's due, the report says, to a lack of investments in higher education, transportation, and health care. Some slick roads out there this morning, but things should be looking up. Lots of sunshine today, but in the high country, a skier's delight. Lots of new powder from that storm that hit yesterday and overnight. In sports, hockey tonight, the Avs in Detroit to face the Red Wings. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Traffic is still slow around Denver right now in spots. Delays on 470, northbound I-25 underneath the bridge is that after Colorado towards Alameda. It's also heavy on I-70 on both approaches to I-25. That due in part to a wreck near Brighton. That's on the eastbound side off to the shoulder. Minor crash on I-25 has been cleared near Yale, but it still could hang things up as you're trying to get out of the tech center. Slick conditions in the foothills have caused accidents on 93 for the better part of the morning. That's just north of Golden. There's a closure at 285 Fairplay to Kenosha Pass. For the West.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-433-5915.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-433-5915. That's 1-800-433-5915. 1-800-433-5915.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming building debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Canuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-600-5460 for your free tape. Call 1-800-600-5460. 1-800-600-5460.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-391-3375. That's 1-800-391-3375. 1-800-391-3375.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, AM760.net.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
Of course, there's no critical examination of any of the other candidates either, maybe with the exception of Hillary. But it's just they're just going on and on about this guy. It's like taking a balloon and inflating it.
Yeah, and it really does kind of demonstrate how sort of arbitrary the standards are, and how all of this is really divorced from reality. The campaigns have become something that is really almost entirely determined by the media. If I can just give you a very, very brief history lesson, it used to be that the parties would choose their nominees in those smoke-filled rooms, the back rooms where the party leaders would get together and they'd decide who their nominees were going to be. And everybody kind of agreed that wasn't very democratic. And so the Democratic Party had a series of reforms between the 1968 and 1972 elections that basically brought us to the system that we have today. And then the Republicans kind of went along and matched their system the same way. And what happened was, though, that it took the decision out of those smoke-filled rooms, and it didn't really deliver it to the people. It delivered it to the media. Because now the reporters are going to tell us basically who we have to choose between. You know, if they were paying a lot of attention to, let's say, Ron Paul, who did almost as well in Iowa as McCain did, but he's not even allowed to go into the Republican debates. If he was on the front page every day, then Republican voters would be seriously considering him. If they were writing as many articles about Joe Biden and Chris Dodd as they did about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, then the two of them would be the front runners. It's because it's not that they're telling us this is who you have to vote for, but they're saying this is who the decision is about. You really don't have to worry about whether you want to consider Joe Biden or whether you want to consider Ron Paul, because that's not part of your choice. Your choice is between Clinton and Obama, or on the Republican side, your choice is between McCain and Romney and Huckabee. They tell us who we have to choose between, and that is enormously influential in the decisions people make and how they think about the race.
19 years ago, 18 years ago, when Bill Clinton was running the first time, I had Ishmael Reed on, who's just a fabulous writer and a good observer of the political scene. And he was talking about how the media anoints people, that they anoint them leaders. And he gave me this example about the political cycle before that one, the one with Dukakis, about Jesse Jackson. And that Jesse Jackson was considered to be, quote-unquote, a leader of black America, yet nobody elected him that except the media. And the media keeps doing this over and over and over again. They keep anointing these people. And you're right, there's no coverage, basically, of Ron Paul. There's basically no coverage of John Edwards. There's basically no coverage of anybody down the line except what is considered to be, quote-unquote, the major candidates.
Right, and it's not necessarily kind of a sinister conspiracy. Some of this is driven by things like their finite resources. You know, there are only so many pages in the newspaper, so they can't write two articles about 20 candidates every day. But some of it is about their own personal feelings, and nobody has kind of cracked that code the way that John McCain has and made reporters on an individual basis just have this great affection for him. And you can see it in the way that they talk about him, the words that they use. Not only do they repeat over and over again that he's a maverick when
right.
You can make a strong case that that's actually not true. But they also just talk about him in kinds of different ways, all about his integrity and his principles. And when he does something, they assume that it's kind of for different reasons than ordinary politicians. You know, there's sort of a baseline assumption among the press that that politicians are all cowardly and venal, and they have no principles, that everything that they're doing is a product of careful calculation. But for McCain, that's all reversed. Everything that he does is a matter of principle, and if he panders, the way that they'll write about it is that this really must be breaking him up inside. It's a terrible commentary on the process itself. It's not that he's a panderer, it's just that he really has no choice, and isn't it awful that even our finest man like John McCain have to do this, and they're always ready to then kind of resuscitate him, because when he does those things that in ordinary politicians they just condemn as being indicative of some deep character flaw, when it's McCain, it actually shows how wonderful his character is and how terrible the process is that he's going to have to engage in this sort of thing. But eventually, he'll redeem himself and it'll all be okay. And you can really see that in all the reporting of him.
9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Senior fellow at Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman. It's our weekly media misinformation report. You know, what you're saying there about politicians being, they're all the same, they're venal, and, you know, they're sinister, and they're power grabbers, and all of this kind of stuff, and yet this doesn't apply to John McCain. I find it interesting that when I talk to conservatives, and I talk to Republicans, and even some independents, that they parrot back that exact line about how, well, they're all the same. And then if you bring up John McCain's name, they pause for a second, and they say, well, yeah, but he's a straight shooter. When you could really, if you go look at his record, I mean, you could make a case that the last election cycle, he was on the evangelical rights case and was beating them up. And then this election cycle, he shows up at what, Bob Jones University and speaks?
Right, he's done a lot of that. He went to Bob Jones University, or was it Jerry Falwell, or Liberty University for Jerry Falwell. He went down to San Antonio more than once and had meetings with John Hagee, who is a truly fanatical religious extremist down there who is trying to convince the American government to invade Iran so it will hasten the coming of Armageddon. That's the kind of people that John McCain has been hanging around with. He's done all kinds of pandering to the Republican establishment throughout really 2006 and part of 2007, and the coverage of that was always, not that he was a panderer, but that, you know, isn't it unfortunate that he's doing this, and then as soon as you know, he got back on the Straight Talk Express, the reporters forgot all of that, you know, forgived him his sins, and are once again lauding him for his Straight Talk and how wonderful it is, and writing about what a great time they're all having on the bus with him.
Yeah, it's bizarre, but maybe they are, you know, maybe that's Beltway conventional thinking, because as we've talked about before on this show, Chris Matthews, who's right in their Beltway there, I mean, he's amongst all of that. I mean, he's the king of man crush with McCain and Giuliani. So maybe that's, you know, maybe that's conventional wisdom, that McCain is, you know, he's the straight shooter, and that this is going to be his big comeback, and that he's the story and nobody else is, other than the Hillary Obama race. And if you're, you know, Mitt Romney, or you're Ron Paul, or any of the other candidates, and on the Democratic side, if you're John Edwards, or Dennis Kucinich, or anybody else, you can't get your message through.
No, absolutely not, because those decisions that the reporters make about who they're going to cover and who they're not going to cover are going to determine your fate. It's not going to guarantee your victory, but they can certainly guarantee your defeat if they're not going to pay attention to you, because there's this kind of vicious cycle that goes on, where if you're not showing up in the papers, then voters aren't going to know about you, and they're not going to be supporting you, and then you're not going to be rising in the polls, and then you're not going to be able to raise money, and then that's going to be held against you by the reporters again, that you don't have enough support
right.
in the polls, and you don't
right.
have enough money, and it's this vicious cycle you can't get out of. So they, as I said, they may not be able to decide who the winner is going to be, but they can decide who is not going to be the winner.
Well,
but right now it seems they're doing everything they can to decide that John McCain is going to be the winner.
Yeah, and that's that money double standard I talked about. I mean, they'll if you lose, they'll talk about how you're going to have money problems, yet Mitt has thrown a ton of bread on the fire and gets nothing in return, not even any smoke, and yet nobody bothers to really zero in on that. And to make the point that, you know what, no matter how much money you have, you can't always buy your way into a nomination. By the way, side note, I don't know if you saw this and it's on YouTube. Did you see the Ron Paul supporters take off after Sean Hannity?
I heard about it, but I haven't actually seen it.
Go look at it. It's hysterical, where they're yelling Fox News sucks and go home and all this kind of stuff, and you suck, Sean Hannity. Boy, and he had to go hide in a building, I guess, because they were after him with signs and everything else. So maybe people are beginning across the political spectrum here to catch on to some of the distortions from these talking heads. Paul, it's always good to have you on, man. It really is, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, I look forward to it.
All right. Paul Waldman from Media Matters, 9:19, 19 minutes after 9. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Katrina VandeHeuvel from The Nation. So stick around here. John is going to roll out some traffic.
That's right, Jay. Starting to get a little relief this morning with no problems to report on I-225, but you will get slowing as you head northbound on I-25 from Colorado to Alameda. Speeds will vary in the 20s to 30s. A few accidents in the metro that you might slow you down this morning. One westbound 6th Avenue and I-25. One eastbound I-70 at Brighton Boulevard, and another on northbound Federal at I-70. In the foothills, Highway 93 at Golden Gate Canyon Road, a trouble area. They've reported several accidents there, and backups go about 5 miles north of Golden Gate Road there. In the mountains, Kenosha Pass shut down both directions on 285 due to adverse weather conditions, and Loveland Pass still shut down as well. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, mountain snow this morning, forecast high in the 30s along the Front Range and on the plains, highs in the 20s in the foothills.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices anywhere. Don't let winter driving sneak up on you. Get ready now with a quality pre-owned SUV from CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find over 800 certified pre-owned vehicles, many under $10,000, and all with low internet pricing. So don't waste your time running all over town. Be safe and save big bucks on your used vehicle purchase at CheaperUsedAutos.com. Drive with confidence this winter. Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
I resolved to ride a motorcycle that doesn't have the soul of a lawnmower. I resolved to not cheat the dream. I resolved to get a fat rear end. But I resolved never to let the world turn me soft. I resolved to get lost in paint, 5 coats deep. I resolved not to waste good riding years playing pretend. And so I resolved to ride free, atop 105 years of motorcycle from the only company capable of building one.
to kickstart our 105th year, we'll help keep your resolutions with rare 1.05% financing on limited serialized edition 105th anniversary Harley-Davidson motorcycles from January 1st to February 2nd. Financing offer only available for a limited time on certain motorcycles financed through Eagle Mark Savings Bank for highly qualified credit applicants. Other terms, conditions, and limitations apply. After 105 years, it's not how far we've come, but how far you're going. HarleyDavidson.com/resolutions.
Family owned and operated since 1982. And here's the thing. You can go to the internets, pre-qualify for a car loan. Go to RockiesAutos.com, do that, and look at the inventory. You see something you like, get on the horn and ask for Ziggy Pop. Call Rockies and ask for Ziggy Pop. Ziggy will help you out. So it's as simple as that. They're customer-oriented. They're in it to make money, but they're also in it for another reason. To treat you right, because they know that if they do, you'll come back time and time again. Okay, my 60 seconds are up. Rockies Autos, corner, 63rd and Federal.
People who can afford to enjoy resorts in fantastic locations sure are lucky. Imagine being able to experience all that excitement, all that fun. Imagine this opportunity of a lifetime, the ultimate vacation. Well, guess what? With one phone call, you can find out how all this can be available to you free with Reservation Services International. Yes, free. Sound too good to be true? Just pick up the phone right now and discover how you can spend up to 6 nights free at a choice of national and even international resort locations. Call Reservation Services International now. 1-800-600-3211. Yes, people who get to stay in beautiful resort locations sure are lucky. And now you can be lucky too, for free. It's only a phone call away. Find out how by calling 1-800-600-3211. That's 1-800-600-3211. 1-800-600-3211.
924, 24 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin at your Palace of Public Opinion. Sunny today, high of 39. And our very special guest is Katrina Vandenhoevel, who is the nation's editor and publisher since 2005. She's written just a ton of stuff. And I'll tell you something else. She is a voice of reason and sanity on most of these talking head shows. Katrina, good morning and welcome.
Jay, thank you for those wonderful words. I like to be described as someone of reason and sanity.
Well, you are, and it amazes me that you can sit there at that table with a lot of those people and listen to that and just not be shocked at some of the things that they say.
Well, you got to keep it. You know, this is where we're going to dive in, but, you know, it was extraordinary to watch in Iowa how Barack Obama put together a coalition of young and just brought out a new generation and also reached into all kinds of communities in Iowa. But he organized and he mobilized, and he is a man who speaks of dreams and aspirations of, you know, of so many things. The question I have is the people running our government today, the people in this Congress, the Republicans, who wouldn't even, for example, pass a health program for kids, how do you make nice with them, you know? I think the idea of we're going to need some real countervailing force. And I think Obama has the guts and the intellect, but I just worry sometimes that this idea we're all going to come together, there are real differences in this country, which doesn't mean you have food fight fests on television. That's not where the real differences are worked out. It's in bringing people over to your side, and he may be the best to do that.
See, I have the same worries. I have the same problem. The divisions in this country and the divisiveness really drives me crazy, and occasionally, I'll turn over to the right-wing talk stations, and what I get out of them are all kinds of attacks that just hold no water at all. I mean, they're just ridiculous, and they're so over the top. Now, is that them, or do they reflect the average person in the GOP out there? Or are they just parroting the GOP hierarchy? If they're parroting the GOP hierarchy, that's one thing. But if they're speaking for the GOP majority, then I don't know how. How do you make nice with folks who want to who just basically want to strip the flesh off your bones?
See, I think that's why Obama has been able to woo not only independents but some moderate Republicans, because this Republican Party has moved to such an extreme that it's cut out those who are more moderate. On the other hand, I do hope, and I, you know, Edwards may stay through for some more months, but he doesn't have the funding these other two, Hillary and Obama, have. And I hope his message of a democratic populism isn't lost. I mean, the economy, as we see it now, on the verge of recession with people in real pain and anxiety, they want to hear a message that speaks to them and where they live. And, you know, they want to hear about taking on some of the forces that have shredded our social contract. So, and I think, you know, Obama is beginning to speak in more specific ways, but at the same time, it may be that campaigning is different than governing, and campaigning is speaking about the aspirations and the dreams and the hopes, and a word that is so overused now I can barely let it pass my lips, change.
Yeah, it is overused, but I want to go back to something real quick with you. Because I know our time is limited, and I've always wanted to ask you this question. You're on all of these shows, and I see you on these shows, and you've been observing the political scene for a long, long time. How do we bring the country together? How do you make nice with people who are swinging a meat cleaver? In other words, how do you go to a knife fight with a pillow? See what I'm saying?
No, I agree. I mean, and you know, I think Obama has a lot more spine and guts, toughness than he's putting out there on this campaign trail. I do think what we see on our TV screens, Jay, is not America. That isn't to say there aren't racists and bigots and mean-spirited people in this country, but I think the media, which has been hijacked in so many ways, it's a broadcast media which belongs to the people, but it doesn't reflect the majority views in this country. For a long time, if you turned on a TV set on Sunday, you wouldn't see those talk shows reflecting a majority view about ending the war in Iraq or a universal health care program which is supported by a majority of Americans. I think what's been good in the last year or so is that progressives in this country, at least into the Democratic debate and campaign, have driven issues which were kind of political suicide in 2004 for people like John Kerry, that is, end the war, universal health care, real tackling of global warming, and fair trade, not free trade. I'm so sick, and this is where you're so right. On TV, they're always going on about protectionism this and protectionism
right.
That. You're talking fair trade, which doesn't give the shaft to working people in this country, who, by the way, don't see a lot of their lives reflected on TV. Just briefly, Charles Gibson, the moderator of ABC's debate the other night, pretty decent debate, but when he talked about a couple made up of two professors at St. Anselm's College in New Hampshire making $200,000 or more a year, I think he needs an Econ 101 course in a middle class in this country and what they're actually making and how they're faring.
Yeah, I think he does too. And so many of those folks are just so disconnected. I think the other problem is, and I bring this up at every turn, so I got to bring it up with you too, is how important the question of media consolidation is, and everybody, left, right, in the middle, should be addressing this problem.
Couldn't agree more. This is where I really do think there is a difference, a real difference. If you get a Democratic president, all of the candidates, and I wrote a blog about this, all of the leading candidates are very strong in supporting an end to the rollback by this current FCC of cross-ownership regulations. And they understand the need for more diversity in our media. Obama has spoken eloquently to that and the importance of busting open a consolidated, hyper-consolidated system. So, and you might see the appointment of a man named Michael Copps, who's one of the Democratic commissioners on
right.
The FCC, who's really good on democracy and media and has been involved with that movement, which the nation has championed over these last years. Can't tell you how important it is. Of course, there's the Internet. But as your listeners may know, you've got creeping consolidation threats posing challenges to the Internet with this whole fight over net neutrality. So you need a candidate, and this comes back again to what John Edwards has posed most sharply among the leading candidates. You need to take on the corporate powers. I know the big C is a word that doesn't, you know, this doesn't pass the lips of many leading candidates, but corporate power is now at an unprecedented level in this country, and there is room for business, for honest business, for people who value workers. But you need a countervailing force, and that's where the role of government, the role of someone in this White House, and movements allied with someone in the White House could make a real change.
Boy, I certainly hope you're right. Okay, I'm not going to ask you for any predictions for tonight unless you want to give them.
I think what we're seeing is, you know, a momentum. It's cheap to call it just change. I think what we've seen with Obama is an investment in organizing, which is, speaks to his background as an organizer. And I think we're going to see that momentum. And I also, it's a state made for him if he really does have this crossover appeal to independents. He may woo more independents than John McCain, who's been the big straight talk express in that state, you know, as of 2000. So it's probably going to be Obama tonight, but where it heads in the big, you know, super February 5 primaries, if he has the momentum in this obscenely compressed, hyper-front-loaded primary schedule, he may well pull it off.
Any observations on the Republican side?
I think that McCain's victory tonight will be a real problem for Romney. McCain is, you know, again, the candidate who beat George Bush by some 18 points in 2000. What interests me about the Republican field is the instability of that field and how that reflects a party that is confused, bewildered. And I just, the last point, watching those debates back-to-back Saturday night in New Hampshire, a sense that the Republican Party is grim. It's a party that's a bridge back to, I wouldn't even say the 20th century, the 19th century, whereas the Democratic Party, with all its problems, looks like America, is a party that is speaking to a different America, that has a generational thrust, and that is connected to some of the movements in this country in a way the Republicans just avert their eyes from and kind of huddle down.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm with you. I'm not saying that it's going to be, like, not a close contested race, but it appears right now that with Huckabee, who is speaking against one of the principal constituencies and interests in the Republican Party, which is money corporations, and all of the things that are going on, it seems like they're in total disarray, but the wheels are just coming off. Like, they're just destructing.
I mean, I think the larger kind of meta picture of what's going on is that it's the end of a conservative era, that the conservative movement is exhausted intellectually, morally, politically, and that disarray is fascinating to watch. And Huckabee, by the way, not only anti-establishment taking on a Romney, who kind of embodies the establishment in his look and in his money, but also, you know, Huckabee took on the establishment of the social conservative right movement. A few months ago, that Values Voters Summit in Washington, the leaders of what remains of a Christian coalition, the conservative social movement, didn't want to support Huckabee. They didn't think he had a chance. So he's upended all kinds of conventional wisdom, as has Obama.
Well, when you got guys like David Frum writing in his new book about the fact that Republicans should start talking about carbon taxes and take global warming seriously, that shows you right there that there's turmoil going on. Boy, thank you so much for coming on the program. And by the way, I want to tell people that if you go to thenation.com, you'll get updated and breaking news directly from New Hampshire. And once again, it's just a real pleasure, Katrina, to have you on.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Have a good day. Boy, she is just knows it inside out. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to open phones at 303-713-7600. You can talk about the election. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. We haven't given you much chance to phone in today. We've been kind of guest intensive, and look for us to be guest intensive too tomorrow. And don't forget, our buddy Mario Solis-Marich will be on tonight starting at 6. Providing coverage, and you can go to am760.net. We got a whole array of political stuff there for you to talk about and questions for you to answer. But right now, I got all these open lines at 303-713-7600. So let's gab a little bit about the election or anything else that you want to talk about. Right now, John Turk has the traffic.
Thank you, Jay. Almost a full recovery from the morning drive. You still have some slow pockets on northbound 225 between Alameda and Colorado, as well as north I-25 northbound Let me start this over again, Jay. I got my notes a little mixed match here. You still have the slow pockets northbound 225 between Alameda and I-70, as well as I-25 northbound between Colorado and Alameda. Accidents in the metro include one at Highway 93 and West 82nd Avenue, another at westbound 6th and I-25, and another at southbound Sheridan Boulevard in Dartmouth. 285, a problem spot over Kenosha Pass. They've shut it down in both directions from Fairplay to the south end of the pass. Loveland Pass also closed due to adverse weather conditions. Forecast calls for sun today, but cold temperatures, high in the mid-30s. Right now it's 26 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Feel like crap and want to feel better faster? Well, there's Urgent Care, and then there's Guardian Urgent Care. Convenient.
Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK. Tired of your glasses, but your eye shy? In other words, you don't want anybody to touch your eyes? Well, I was that way too until I ran into Dr. Anderson at Icon LASIK. Icon LASIK got the job done for me. They were thorough. They were careful. And most of all, I was shocked at how easy it was and how great I can see. Call them for your free consultation, 303-954-4321. Or check them out on the internet, icondenver.com.
The Lumber Guy is Denver's largest surplus building material dealer. Windows, doors, trim, composite decking, retaining wall blocks, and so much more. You'll save 20 to 50% and sometimes more over the other stores. To find the Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50th, east on 50th for half a block. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to the Lumber Guy's brand new website at thelumberguy.net.
Smoke anymore.
John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien Wednesday, January 23rd at the Holiday Inn Lakewood, Hamden at Wadsworth. Smoking cessation is at 6 p.m., weight loss at 8 p.m. Call 800-735-6907 or visit johnmorganseminars.com. Sessions are affordable at $59.95.
I just want to thank him for helping me save my life.
800-735-6907 or visit johnmorganseminars.com.
Well, Billy's home with a bad mucus.
I feel a mucus coming on myself.
I heard there was a mucus going around.
Robitussin knows you don't catch a mucus. You catch a cold, which can come with coughing and other symptoms like congestion, a stuffy nose, or a scratchy throat. So why do some medicines act like mucus is your only symptom? Robitussin has customized formulas to relieve whatever comes with your cold, even mucus.
Gesundheit.
Robitussin has formulas to relieve all your cough and cold symptoms, even mucus. Use as directed.
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Finally, there's a radio show that covers your community and HOA topics. That show is HOA Connection with your host, Barbara Fries, every Sunday on AM 760 from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. She'll answer all of your community concerns.
After the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, because somebody has to do it. High today, 39, sunny, and we'll find out tonight who's going to win New Hampshire. Now, if you want to, if you want to talk about something else, that's fine with me too. But we can talk about all of these things. I don't care. I don't really care. It's okay with me. Whatever you're into, let's do it. Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Happy belated New Year.
Yeah, you too.
I'm talking about Hillary. Apparently, I tuned in a little late, so you were talking about whether it was real or phony, the whole, you know.
Oh, the emotional thing yesterday?
Breakdown. And my opinion, all I can say is I wouldn't put it past her. We got to believe that her handlers have told her, you know, on numerous occasions, her biggest criticism is, you know, cold and calculating. So we need to see your softer side. So, you know, was that part of it? Who knows? I did notice that she stole a line from Edwards from the debate where he kept repeating over and over that it was personal to him. And then all of a sudden it became personal to her, you know, a couple days later. But the other point I want to make on her is the whole experience thing and the previous caller and other, you've heard it over and over again about the experience, and it's not fair that, you know, people are picking on. She's getting the criticism and, you know, the hard look that she deserves. If you, you know, if you look at somebody who takes lobbyists and special interest money and then says they're going to fight against them, well, to me, that's ridiculous. And she puts her, I guess, her time in the Senate, which is one term in a little bit, but she's been campaigning through that. So basically one term in the Senate. I don't know if she held public office before that.
No, she didn't. What she's using is the fact is that she was in the White House for 8 years, and that she was intimately involved with what went on with her husband, and that she championed health care before anybody else did.
Which failed.
And, well, it failed, but
well, you
got to give her credit for that. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
She tried it. I mean, she was way ahead of everybody else in this area. And as far as yesterday, I think it's what it is frustration, exhaustion, and emotionalism.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I'm not suggesting that it wasn't genuine. Maybe it was. Probably it was, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. So it's speculation one way or another, so it's not important. But, you know, the whole thing about, well, she was in the White House for 8 years, so that, you know, I guess if, you know, sleeping with the president makes you qualified to be the president, then should she get the nomination, her running mate should be Monica, right? They both slept with the president, so they, you know.
No, wait a minute. No, Monica did not sleep with the president. That's number one. And number two...
Right. And in a technical term, you're right.
And number two, I think the catch-22 she's caught in is, yeah, people have this glowing feeling about the Clinton era, but they also know about his philandering and the whole Monica thing. And so that comes up, too. And so you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Well,
so there's a certain risk with you know, taking him on the road and having people, you know, bring that part up also.
Right. I wouldn't even, you know, looking at that, you know, that part of his personal life, I thought Bill was a good president. But
yeah, until he signed Telecom 96, but other than that.
Or NAFTA, you know.
Or NAFTA, yeah.
I mean, he did a lot of things that were detrimental to guys like you and me. Why? Because he had to pander to those special interests as well, who helped get him elected. So, you know, it's just to think that there's all that she's the big agent for change now, and especially, you know, if she weren't taking the special interest money, okay, you could make that claim. But you can't, as you said, have your cake and eat it too. You can't take special interest money and then stand up and say, but I'm going to fight the special interests. Or if she did do that, I guess...
You can't sit there and talk about how, you know, because your husband was the president for 8 years, that you have all this knowledge and experience, and then turn around and say, but I'm an agent of change and I'm not an insider.
Yeah, and I don't think she did. She championed, you know, health care, but I don't know that she did any cabinet level work. I mean, other than... I can't recall her. I don't know either.
But you know, this whole experience argument's ridiculous anyway. I mean, look at all the president. Look, what was Bill Clinton's experience?
Well, he was the governor of Arkansas, so he was an executive. But if we're going to go with that, then we should have been looking at the Joe Bidens and the Chris Dodds and the Joe Richardson.
The point is, that's why a president of either party. That's why a president goes out and tries to put together the best people that he or she can find to help them out, and then ultimately they have to make the final decision about what happens. But you go out and try to get the best and the brightest advisors you can.
That's right, because one man does not run this country. And
no.
You're absolutely right. If you took, you know, Joe Sixpack and stuck him in the White House, yet he was smart, and he had common sense and good judgment, but he wasn't a lawyer, and he wasn't a politician. He's just an average guy, and he had the sense to surround himself with the best and the brightest. And he listened to different opinions from, you know, different sides of every issue, and then, you know, applied a little common sense and good judgment. That's a good president.
Yeah, that's, you know? Well, that's what you want. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with a lawyer being president, because at least then, maybe, and hopefully, you would get a lawyer for the chief executive of this country who could read the Constitution.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be a nice little change, wouldn't
it? All right, Steve. Thanks, man.
All right. Good talking with you.
See ya.
See ya.
Here's Art and Aurora. Art, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I have lots of opinions and probably more than you want to know, but what's interesting about this new election for president, you know, basically it's a big job interview. That's what we're looking at. You know, I think Hillary would be a continuation of the status quo, although she would be a woman, it would be change in itself. And Obama, you know, he just doesn't have, I don't think when we really truly consider who should be president, we need to consider the whole ball of wax, which includes Congress. Who's going to be able to be the mover and the shaker in the Congress? I think Hillary would be a continuation of Bill Clinton, basically, with a few twists and turns in there. But Obama, I really, you know, as much as I like him, I really don't think he'd have the support of the Congress.
And well, how would you know? Well, how can you make a prediction about that or about Edwards or about it or Kucinich or any of them when they haven't been in that position?
Here's how I know this. You look at Bush and his regime, okay? Who was backing him all the way? Who was doing all the filibustering? Who was blocking all the opposition to stopping the war? It was Congress.
Yeah, and what's going to end up happening is it cost them in 06, and it probably is going to cost them in 08 and 09, too.
Well, that's how I know. And now
You know what? Listen, let me tell you something. That's not a test of anything. That's not a test of anything. Because you don't know how these folks would handle things, really, until they get in there and are faced with it. And you just making an off the you know, shoot from the hip type of argument against Hillary or against Obama or any of the other candidates, we've never been there. That's uncharted waters. That's like saying the world's flat.
Well, you know what? I'm very hopeful. I'm very hopeful it's either Obama or Hillary. I just hope that you, me, the American people, realize that it's not really just the president, it's Congress. And
that's why we have congressional elections, and that's why we have senatorial elections, so that you can decide that on a local basis, and that's what that whole thing about representation is all about. And if the Congress doesn't go along with the president, or the Congress is obstructionist in nature, then you have a chance to do something about that. And one of the things that we have a chance to do here in Colorado is to find out where Bob Schaefer, if he'll ever answer anything, where he stands on all of these issues and what he would intend to do. And if he doesn't give the right answer, the answer that you find to be palatable, you vote against him.
Well, one last thing. That lady that you had, that Vanderpool lady from Read the Nation, I think she's great.
Oh, I do too.
I think but she missed the mark on one thing. And that's if the people run the country, that we need to be able to recall those officials that are just obstructionists. They go along.
You do. You know what? She didn't miss the point. You do recall those people because you do it. It's called an election, and you go to it, and you vote, and you make your feelings and your opinions known. I mean, what? You want to have a recall petition on every congressman or senator that you disagree with? Well, I mean, if you had that going on, you'd have all kinds of people with narrow agendas who would be out after all these folks, and we'd never get anything done.
We're spending billions of dollars in Iraq. And
I understand that.
Agenda.
I understand that, but you know what? We can change that. That can be changed through the election of congressmen and senators and a president who will make those changes.
The last thing I have to say is the Electoral College.
Well, we're not going to get into that because I don't have time. I appreciate your call, though, and I hope you call again.
Thanks, bye.
All right. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
Thank you, Jay. In the high country, they've reopened Loveland Pass, but now Kenosha Pass has been shut down in both directions on 285. That starts in Fairplay. We still have slow traffic on northbound I-25 between Colorado and Alameda and southbound between Park Avenue and Spear Boulevard. We'll also see some delays as you move eastbound on I-70 between Federal and Brighton Boulevard. Other than those areas, we're looking pretty solid now. Your forecast today, mountain snow this morning, forecast high in the 30s along the Front Range and on the plains, highs in the 20s in the foothills, teens along the divide, and 30s on the western slope. Right now it's 26 degrees in Denver. I'm John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online.
Did you know SolSource can save you thousands of dollars on a new solar electric system with current solar rebates? Hi, I'm Jeff Scott, owner of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. Listen, a residential $24,000 solar system will only cost you $8,500 after rebates and tax credits. Solar electric systems are a great way to add value to your home, your family, and our environment. Call SolSource at 303-297-1874. That's 303-297-1874. Or log on to SolSourceInc.com.
Right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-700-1157. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-700-1157. 1-800-700-1157.
Welcome back to Family Connection. We're talking with family expert Susan Langdon, who says that there's now a way to send email and photos to loved ones who don't have a computer.
That's right. It's called Presto Service with the HP Printing Mailbox.
This is great because my folks don't want to use a computer.
That's why this is so perfect. They just plug it into their regular phone line.
That's it?
That's it. And then you and your kids can send them email and color photos that print out automatically. They don't have to do a thing.
Wow, that's real family connection. They'll love that.
And there's no more running to the photo store or the post office either.
I love that.
And right now, you can get free information about Presto. Even the call is free.
I'm calling.
Your folks will love it.
My folks, my kids, me, my brother, everybody will love it. Thanks, Susan. Okay, folks, the number for that free information about Presto is 1-800-400-8207. 1-800-400-8207. That's 1-800-400-8207.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Plans from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and details.
They say a man should always dress for the job he wants. So why am I dressed up like a pirate in this restaurant? It's all because some hacker stole my identity. Now I'm in here every evening serving chowder and iced tea. Should have gone to freecreditreport.com. I could have seen this coming at me like an atom bomb. They monitor your credit and send you email alerts so you don't end up selling fish to tourists in t-shirts.
Offer applies with enrollment and Triple Advantage.
Memories and drinks don't mix too well, and jukebox records don't play those wedding bells.
Mighty Merle.
Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast.
I have tried to get him on the show. I have tried and tried and tried, and he just doesn't want to do radio interviews.
Tonight,
but then again, he's 71 years old, man. He's seen and done it all. 9:55, 5 minutes away from 10 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 39. Jay Marvin with you. And don't forget, Mario is on tonight starting at 6, and he'll have coverage of the New Hampshire primary. Let's go to John in Arvada. John, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Jay, in reference to Hillary, you're damn if you do and damn if you don't. Now, this lady who called in about PMS, PMS doesn't...
No, wait a minute. You sure you got the right radio station? No woman called in about PMS.
I thought that was your station. But anyway.
No. Nice try, but no.
Okay. All right. But I'm just talking about Hillary then, okay?
Okay.
Hillary is, if she's tough, she's a bitch. If she's kind, she's weak. And so where do you go from there?
Well, I think she does have that problem. I think that women are measured in a different standard than men
are. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And I think that's very, very true. However,
not fair,
when it's not fair, it's wrong. And when you've got when you have a situation, look, when you got a situation where even if it's a man or a woman, if they do what she did yesterday and they do it on the campaign trail, okay? It's seen by a lot of people as being either A, contrived, or B, it's seen as being a weakness. And yeah. What I think is, if you want to look at the glass being half full instead of half empty, what she did was admirable. I mean, she's just expressing her feelings. If you want
that's
to look at it, if you want
what
to,
I'm saying.
Yeah, if you want to look at it half empty, then you think that, okay, it was calculated.
No. I think it was genuine, really. Yeah, I've seen it a couple times, and, you know, it was good for her to come out that way. But anyway, on forward, Jay.
Well, whether she did it or she didn't, I think she's going to lose tonight again. So
well, no doubt.
You know, we'll have to see how that turns out. John, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Sure.
Okay. Now, see, in the old days, I would have gone off on him for, like, not listening, you know, getting his radio stations mixed up. But this isn't the old days. This isn't the kinder, gentler Jay. I'm just, you know, trying to be considerate, trying to be nice. And I'll be back tomorrow, unless management decides otherwise.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.